for high school football coverage on Candleland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Candleland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Candleland Radio.
Certainly hard to believe after tonight we are going to be at the halfway point of the regular season in high school football, and we got a dandy for you to begin district play in the 3A classification. Jefferson West playing host to Hiawatha tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got a full house, full crew on hand expecting a good ball game between the Redhawks and the Tigers. This Hiawatha team dropping their week three matchup on the road last week at Sabetha. That was a 15-0 final. Blue Jays had a 12-0 lead at the half, more than enough to secure that victory. Redhawks now 0-2 in league play, that lone victory in week two against Marysville. On the other side, Jeff West, they were on the cusp of a 3-0 start last week, but the Bears of St. Mary's rallied with a 22-6 run in the final 12 minutes to beat the Tigers 30-27. Jeff West, they had a 7-2 lead after one, 14-8 lead at the half, and it was 21-8 going into the fourth quarter. But then again, Bears come back, get that win. Tigers sitting at 2-1. Hiawatha shut out Jeff West a year ago. It was a 21-0 final. Hiawatha, they have won three of the last four in this series. Tigers' last win against the Redhawks, go back to 2023. That was a two-point win, 16-14. And going back to 2004, Jefferson West holding the 14-7 advantage in 21 matchups in that span. Once again, a full house, full crew, perfect night for Week 4 action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. On the other side of this break, you'll hear my conversations with both head coaches, Jeff Schwinn for Jeff West, but we'll start it off with Wyatt Drew, the head coach of the Hiawatha Redhawks. So the Redhawks and the Tigers here tonight, we got it for you on KNZA. More pregame after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Union State Bank. We know that understanding the unique needs of area farmers and ag-related industries is the most important part of building a loan. We continue to offer our agricultural customers a long tradition of ag loan experience. Whether you are acquiring land to expand your operation, to building structures, or are interested in an operating line of credit, call on our team. We stand ready to supply the answers you need. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Looking for the ultimate chill, gaming night, or family movie marathon? Rainbow's got you covered. Get half off internet for 3 months while enjoying the whole vibe. Whether you're scrolling under the stars, gaming with your squad, or streaming with the fam. That's 50% off blazing fast internet, only from Rainbow. Call 800-892-0163 or visit rainbowtel.net to sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pre-game coverage off and running here tonight as Jeff West plays host to Hiawatha, a district game, Big East League matchup. Excited for this one here on KNCA and the Hiawatha Channel. We're joined now by the Redhawks coach in Wyatt Giroux for a couple of minutes. Coach, thanks for joining us. Let's start with the game last week. Certainly a grinder against a very good Sabetha Blue Jays team that's off to an undefeated start. It was a 15-0 final score. Just give us a few key thoughts and takeaways from that game last week.
Yeah, very good team, Sabetha. They're well coached, a lot of good history over there. And I thought we had a good game plan going in, and homecoming, wet, rainy, second half, and our kids executed really well on defense. They tackled really well, probably the best open field tackling that we had since I've been here in just a short year. And offensively, we just had a couple mistakes. But we practice that stuff all the time, ball security, fourth down plays. We just got to execute. But real proud of our kids to play a tough game, and hats off to Sabetha.
Yeah, I want to get your thoughts kind of on both sides of the ball here as we go into week four. Let's start with the defense. You get the win against Royal Valley in week one. You hold them to 18. You hold Marysville in week two to 16. And even in a loss against Sabetha last week, you hold them to 15. So under 20 points in all three games so far. What have you liked about the defense and the growth you have seen from last year to this year?
Well, this summer, going into this summer, we really put an emphasis on tackling. My first year, we weren't very good at tackling. Techniques not very good. Just trying to be aggressive. And so going into this summer, we did a lot of tackling on bags, a lot of short distance tackling, focusing on our form, and we've done a lot of tracking too. And so we did that with our middle school group too, and it really paid off. And so we saw that in Sabetha.
And then offensively, let's go to that side of the ball. It seems like the rushing attack, you got multiple bodies. Ethan Morton's had a really good start to his season. You know, in that game against Marysville, he went for a 171 and a score, averaging 10 yards a carry. And a lot of that obviously has to do with the offensive line. So the combination of the offensive line and the playmakers in the backfield, how have you liked that aspect of the offense here through 3 weeks?
Pretty good. I mean, we rely heavily on our offensive line and defensive line, but we do have a mix of skill guys that we try to get the ball to and just see what the defense is giving us. He's done a great job. I mean, he's been banged up, so I kind of have to rotate our guys in from slot and fullback, and I just try to keep our guys fresh. There's multiple guys that are actually banged up, but Ethan especially. And so, obviously, he's big on special teams, and we didn't play him a lot on defense, just to keep those guys fresh. And we got Ethan Grant back, so he was hurt for a while, and so we're just trying to keep those guys healthy for an entire season, and they've done a good job for us.
Yeah, and Ethan Morton, we talked about him, but Gus Smith, another guy who had 135 yards in that win against Marysville. Carson Henry, you know, is a guy that's found the end zone here. So obviously you go into Jeff West here tonight. Maybe the biggest surprise, you know, in the Big East here through the first few weeks, you know, they had St. Mary's on the ropes last week and were very close to a 3-0 start, but St. Mary's with a heck of a fourth quarter, 22-6. And a 30-27 final. So just a great high school football game all the way around. When you prep for Jeff West and you see kind of the difference from last year to this season, what have you seen in that regard from last year to this year when you watch Jeff West on tape?
Well, obviously their offense is a lot better. Defensively, they fly to the football. You can tell that their fundamentals, they really focus on that. This new staff, great coach over there. A lot of people know him in Kansas. And so defensively, they're just flying to the football and they're tackling better. Offensively, obviously they're a lot better and schematically. And they got a couple of weapons and some big bodies up front and they are looking good. You just look up at the Big East. What team do you want to play any week? And you know, in a few short years, I hope Hiawatha has a program like the other 10 other schools. And I guarantee you, Schwim over there at Jeff West is saying the same thing. In a couple of years, we're going to have a middle school program and a high school program. And, you know, I said, right now we have a football team. These other schools up over here, they have programs from this age to this age. They're going to be there in a couple of years, and so that's what we're trying to do. So
this league is so good. It's been off to a great start once again, second year in the Big East. You get Holton, Hiawatha, Perry LeCompton in the district in Class 3A, and then you just add one of the best teams in Hayden as well. Same district as last year, but obviously it's going to be a tough out once we get going starting tonight and then moving forward.
Yes, sir. That's why it's so important to go 1-0, district play 1-0, and then try to snowball and just build on the momentum.
All right, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations. What's it going to take to get a big win on the road here tonight in league play?
We cannot turn the ball over 4 times. We got to tackle well and defend the pass. And obviously just control the ball. That's our type of offense. And so that's what we're looking to do.
There it is. Wyatt Drew, Hiawatha football coach tonight here on KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel. They're at Jeff West as our pregame coverage continues here tonight, getting you set for kickoff. Coach, thanks for the few minutes. Appreciate the time. Good luck. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Jeff West, Coach Jeff Schwinn on the other side here on KNZA.
Life has its chapters, some joyful, some hard. But even in the darkest moments, there's hope. A new day will come. If you're hurting, you're not alone. Holton Community Hospital is here for you. Our licensed counselors and mental health team are ready to listen, support, and walk beside you. Call Holton Family Medicine at 785-364-2126 or visit HoltonHospital.com. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Buying or selling a home? Don't do it alone. Work with someone who knows the market inside and out. I'm Sarah Fox, Stone & Story Real Estate, and I specialize in helping people just like you find their dream home or receive top dollar when it's time to sell. From first tours to closing day, your continued leader in the industry in marketing and service, I'll guide you every step of the way with local expertise, proven results, and service you can trust as you have for over 20 years. Sarah Fox Team, find us online.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pre-game coverage continues here on our Game of the Week, KNZA 103.9 FM, Jefferson West hosting Hiawatha. We got the Tigers football coach Jeff Schwinn here for a couple of minutes, getting you closer to the start between the Redhawks and the Tigers. Coach, coming off the first loss last week, tremendous high school football game. St. Mary's, a big fourth quarter. They rally, get the win, 30-27. Just kind of the initial thoughts and takeaways from that game against the Bears.
Yeah, it was a great high school football game, and there were a lot of great performances, too, on both sides. St. Mary's did a very good job in what they were doing. They were able to come up with some plays late in the game, and it was one of those games that was back and forth, and certain plays needed to be made, and we need to obviously learn from it, grow from it, and get better. But on our side of the ball, offensively, we had some very good performances, and defensively, we had some guys running around and making big time plays as well. So I'm pleased with some of the development that we've had. We need to continue to grow and respond well this week.
It's crazy that 3 weeks in, I'm sure you have learned a lot about your team here in these first few weeks, because each of your games so far have been grinders. You talk about week one at Riley County, a one-point win. You know, that Royal Valley game, you know, a 15-point win, but I think that game's a little bit closer than maybe that final score indicated. And then obviously last week against the Bears, you know, they come back, they win it by 3. It's not been easy in any way, shape, or form here in these first few weeks, and I'm sure you've learned a lot about your team here early.
Not at all. It is, as far as, the ease of all this stuff, every week in this league is going to be a challenge, and we're definitely learning a lot about ourselves and how to win how to do the things the right way throughout the week in preparation and putting ourselves in a good position to win ball games. But again, you know, with this league that we're in, every week is going to be a challenge and we need to rise to those occasions.
What's the biggest difference with your team now heading into this matchup with Hiawatha in week four, maybe compared to the start of the season before you guys went on the road to Riley County?
I think the one thing that we have is more confidence and the ability to win. We just now have to put it all together, offense, defense, and special teams. But, you know, we are improving each week. You can see that the physicality of our team is there. We need to continue to do that and raise that level as well. But the effort level is great. The focus that these kids have and the program has right now is in a good spot. We just need to bounce back from last week.
Hiawatha, the opponent tonight, should be a great atmosphere. Always fun to see these two play. Rivalry game. Red Hawks are coming off a 15-0 loss to Sabetha. Sabetha's off to a really good start this year. You know, their lone win, week two, big-time fashion against Marysville. They have been very good in terms of their rushing attack. They got big guys on the offensive line. I would think that kind of stands out in terms of how you guys are preparing for this Red Hawks team tonight. I guess, you know, kind of expanding on that and maybe a couple other things, what does stand out about this Red Hawks team you're going to see tonight?
They are definitely a big, strong group up front. They have some skilled players that, you know, we can't fall asleep on as well. We have to stop the run and not give up the big plays, make sure that we're tackling well, and then taking advantage of opportunities in our offensive schemes, being able to execute and finish through the whistle as far as our blocking and then finish from football plays as a whole.
The three teams that you have seen to this point, Riley County, Royal Valley, and then St. Mary's last week, is Hiawatha going to present anything to you tonight that you haven't seen to this point?
To this point, we have seen a number of different offensive looks. We did see the bone, which is similar to what we're going to see tonight with the flex bone as well. We just have to make sure that our eye discipline is good. And then offensively, on our offensive side of the ball, we've seen a lot of different looks as well. So really in preparation, you're preparing for most every front stunt blitz coverage that you see. But at the same time, we would have liked to have seen a little bit more film on Hiawatha's defense against some more spread attacks, because that's what we're more, based out of. So they haven't played anybody that's really true spread at this point, and so our film and film study has been a little difficult in that aspect. But we're going to be able to make adjustments as we go early in the ball game. Whether they give us a two high or one high look, we have to be able to adjust and attack it.
Finally, Coach, just give us keys for a victory here tonight.
Yeah, again, I just go back to being continuing to be physical. We've got to grow from the experience we had last week and respond the right way, turn the page, so to speak, be more consistent in our discipline and our execution, trust each other, you know, trust each other that we're going to do our jobs, you know, and being responsible for each one of their jobs, and then being able to stop the run, don't give up the big plays, and take advantage offensively with the opportunities that we're going to have.
There it is. Jeff West, football coach Jeff Schwinn, joining us here, getting you closer to the kickoff between the Tigers and the Red Hawks of Hiawatha here on KNCA, also on the Hiawatha channel. Coach, thanks for joining us here on the pregame show. Good luck tonight. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.
We got more coverage from the field right after this.
Rebates. Rebates. Get your rebates here.
That's right. Wilson Tire is serving up hot deals all season long. Slide into savings with rebates on top tire brands.
Rebates! Rebates! You can't drive without them.
Matt and Terry are in the dugout and ready to help you knock your tire troubles out of the park. Call Wilson Tire today at 785-362-TIRE. Wilson Tire, where rebates are always in season.
How is your outdoor cooking working out? Does it need an upgrade or something new? We have all the outdoor accessories you could ever need. This is Smokin' Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica. Take a look at the Louisiana Founders Series pellet grills at an unbelievable low prices for this fall. We also have all the Napoleon gas grills available on the same program. And of course, Gosney pizza ovens and Primo ceramic grills. Another new item is a ceramic coated griddle. Come see us today for all your smoking hot deals at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica. We service what we sell.
I'm Ryan Beffert, mortgage loan officer at Farmers State Bank. Are you tired of your lender not having enough loan products to fit your needs? Come check out Farmers State Bank in Holton. Whether you're wanting to be your own contractor to build your dream barn dominium, a first-time home buyer struggling to save for a down payment, or an investor wanting a quick and easy approval process for your next rental property, we can help you achieve your real estate goals.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Absolutely beautiful night for high school football here in Northeast Kansas. Big East League showdown, a 3A district opener, and a packed house and a packed crew here on hand. KNCA 103.9 FM and the Hiawatha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Brandon, we got Paige, we got Seth, we got Robin, we got Chance in studio. Big house, big broadcast crew. Thanks again for everyone tuning in. Game tonight, it is presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Again, Brandon and Seth Tollefson alongside. Well, let's start it off with the Redhawks. You've been with this team through the first few weeks, a 1-2 record, but certainly a much improved team from 2024.
Absolutely. It's a team that's very senior heavy, a lot of upperclassmen, and some seniors that have been playing together for a long time, and also some size. You know, it's an athletic crew as well. They've had some really tough games. That opening game against Royal Valley had a lead at halftime, came out strong in that one, just kind of ran out of gas, first game of the season kind of thing. Absolutely played their minds out against Marysville, and that was a very good game and a confidence builder, and that took them into their first road game against Sabetha, where, again, let's be honest, no one expected them to have much of a shot, but they showed up. Again, offense kind of struggled a few times, but defensively, I mean, they held to Sabetha to 15 points. I mean, it was a shutout. But at the end of the day, you know, they fought hard. And it's one of those teams that they're gritty. I mean, they're just tough. They keep grinding it out. And I think, you know, well, at the end of the day, they are going to be competitive in a lot of games.
Two young coaches in this league with Wyatt Drew with the Redhawks in year number two, and then Jeff Schwinn, first-year head coach here at Jefferson West. Tigers hosting this game. You go back to last week, Tigers were 12 minutes away from a 3-0 start. They had a big lead at home right here against the Bears of St. Mary's, but a 22-6 fourth quarter by the Bears. They rally to get a win, 30-27. We talk about the Redhawks being improved. This Jeff West team might be the biggest surprise in the league we have seen to this point.
Potentially state even in some ways, right? You know, because the way they finished last year and come out this year, you know, go 2-0. I mean, they were down against Royal Valley. You talk about them and their loss last week. I mean, they did the same thing to Royal Valley the week before that. So definitely, you know, you've got a Jeff West team that's got definitely some weapons, and they run a style of offense, too, that's not very common in the Big East. So that's going to be a challenge because the Redhawks haven't seen that either.
Right, yep, they're going to see a freshman quarterback in Brixton Schwinn, the son of Jeff Schwinn, the head coach, and Brody Schwinn, his older brother, a junior wide receiver on the outside. You're going to hear that combination, but we have seen it with Silver Lake, and now you see it with Jeff West, freshman quarterbacks playing some pretty high-quality level football here early on in their careers.
And again, I mean, that's just for the rest of the Big East, kind of like a, hey, get ready, because, you know, you've got a kid balling out already here early on, and, you know, so long as he gets some support moving forward, you know, things are looking good. They're headed in the right direction here in Meredith.
And how crucial, we talked about it before we popped on the air, district play starts tonight. You got Holton in this district. You got Topeka Hayden, who's one of the best teams in the state. You take four teams out of the five that are in that district, one team's going to be left out. You look at these two teams, Jeff West Hiawatha, you think Hayden's going to be there. You think Holton, the way they're playing right now, the crucial just kind of scenario here for both these teams and just getting a jump start before they see those top-level teams here down the road.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned how important this game is for Jeff West. They get Hiawatha at home. It's their homecoming. You think they're going to be amped up for that. Plus, they also get Perry at home.
They do.
You know, they do have to go to Holton. But like I said, if they're just looking at the end of the season getting in, you know, things are played out pretty well for Jeff West. Hiawatha also has Perry at home for their last regular season game of the year. So hopefully that's a shot. And, you know, Perry, you never know. I mean, they could get better too, and they could win a game. They could come up and bite either one of these teams.
Right.
But at the same time, tonight, honestly, is definitely the biggest game of the season for both teams.
When you mentioned the positives, maybe kind of an advantage for Jeff West in terms of how it is home and away for them in the district. For Hiawatha, after tonight, they are back home next week, but they do take on Hayden.
Yeah.
So, again, arguably one of the best teams in the 3A classification. This is going to be a lot of fun. Again, you look at this game last year, 21-0.
Yeah.
Hiawatha gets the win, third time in the last 4 years. 0-0 at the half.
Yeah.
The Redhawks force three turnovers. They get a pick six, a couple of Ethan Morton short touchdown runs, and just really kind of controlled that pace.
Yeah.
We got Jeff West and Hiawatha on deck. We'll take a timeout. More from the field right after this.
In Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you looking for a fun and healthy way to spend your morning? Join us on Saturday, October 4th from 8 to 11 a.m. for our community health fair and baby shower at Onega Community Hospital. It's free to attend with low-cost lab screenings for just $35 and add a PSA test for just $20 extra. Vitamin D also for $20. Expecting a baby? Enjoy giveaways, games, and great info just for you. Let's celebrate wellness, families, and new beginnings together. Brought to you by Community Healthcare System, caring for every stage of life.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the opening kick here as Jefferson West plays host to Hiawatha. Thanks again for tuning in. Our broadcast tonight on KNZA brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Again, Seth Tollison alongside Paige. We got Robin. We got Chance. Brandon Tabman with you. Excited to bring this one to you. District opener and a league contest in the Big East. We were talking before the break, Seth, just some keys, some individual players. And you could say this about every single football game that is ever played. The trenches are going to be huge tonight. Both these teams big up front on both sides of the ball. Tremendous athletes, tremendous experience on both sides. And that's going to be a crucial one here tonight, play up front.
I really think it's kind of the same for both. I mean, it's simple football from the standpoint of don't turn it over, don't make the mistakes. And on the defensive side, force those mistakes. I think really that's what it's going to come down to. I think either team can control the line of scrimmage. That's going to be huge. For Hiawatha, they're going to have to do it from the standpoint of being able to control the defensive line and allow that rush attack, be able to do what it does. And then as far as for Jeff West, their offensive line is going to have to make sure that Hiawatha's defense doesn't pressure that young quarterback. And you know, maybe have him make a few mistakes. Because, again, it has happened to both teams. I mean, for Hiawatha last week against Tabitha, that's the story of the game. At the end of the day, they were in the red zone a couple of times, a couple of key fumbles. That's huge. So that's the biggest key. Both teams, protect the ball and again, be able to run your offense the way you want to.
Hiawatha averaging nearly 260 yards of offense per game, but again, big bulk of that on the ground. Are they trying to implement a little bit more in the passing game with their senior quarterback, or is this strictly going to continue to be led by the guys up front in that running game?
I think time will tell. I think they definitely are not going to go heavy on the pass. I think you do have, unfortunately, an injury. They're tall, Braylon Siebermorgan, 6'6", wide receiver tight end combo. You know, he's unavailable here tonight. But you do have Michael Jensen. He's definitely completely capable of taking a long pass to the house. He's done it a couple of times. In fact, he's got a few touchdown receptions. Carson Henry can get it to him, too. But you talk about Jeff West's defensive line. You got Unruh up there at front. I mean, it's going to that Hiawatha offensive line has got to protect if they do that. But definitely the rushing attack. And again, the way they run, I mean, they're going to come at you from different angles with different players. So that's Jeff West's job. But again, their advantage, they see that a lot in the Big East.
Yeah, so the rushing attack, that's going to be heavy for Hiawatha. On the other side, a freshman quarterback in Brixton Schwinn for Jeff West. They're not afraid to throw it. He's
right.
Just south of 500 yards. Has thrown for 7 touchdowns, but 5 picks. I think that's the freshman aspect kind of coming in.
Right.
So certainly different styles that we're going to see from both these teams, kind of on a consistent basis, or at least what we have seen through the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, different style, I think, definitely. But at the end of the day, what this is a Big East rivalry game. These two teams have been playing each other, obviously, for the last 4 years, these seniors for both teams. There's a little history here. You get to the basketball court, you get to the football field, man, they just battle it out. Every game's been close, and there's been, you know, back-and-forth wins, and so, you know, these kids know each other well. It's going to be a fun game, I think. At really, honestly, if you look down the schedule for tonight's games, especially in the Big East, I think this might be one of the most competitive games here in Northeast Kansas.
I don't think there's really any question about it. We got a full slate of games here tonight across all of our networks. Again, MSCSports.net, listen live tab, find your game of choice, whether it's a channel or a radio station. We got the captains on the field. I don't know if we could have asked for a better night weather-wise for some high school football.
100%. Sun is out. The skies are clear. Not much wind. And, you know, for Hiawatha, kicking game comes into play. They've got a field goal kicker in Leighton Moore. He's knocked a few through from 30-plus yards. He's attempted 40, but, again, at the same time, you know, in a close game, could be big. Could be big.
Coaches will always say special teams are crucial. Well, the captain separating, determining the winner of the coin toss, which is Hiawatha. Seth, and they defer to the second half.
That's actually 3 of 4 weeks that Hiawatha's been able to win the toss and defer, so slight edge there to begin the game, and that means we'll see that freshman quarterback right out of the gate.
All right, well, let's get you starters real quick for the Jeff West offense, who we'll see up first. Gavin Tanner, your left tackle. Brody Barr, the left guard. Ethan Keating, the center. Osiris Unruh, the homecoming king tonight. He is the right guard. Logan McCollum is the starting right tackle for Jeff West. The quarterback is Brixton Schwinn, a 6'2 freshman. Alex Jacobson, Creighton Holman, the top two wide receivers, and Brady Skahan leading the backfield alongside Brody Schwinn on the outside as well, Brixton's older brother, and then Brody Thielen, another name you're going to hear throughout the night. And for this Hiawatha defense, barring a turnover, who we're going to see first, Tegan Diller up front, alongside Rafe Sheets, Gabe Johnson, good size on that defensive line, the linebacker, Sean Gentry, Gus Smith, Brenner Lowe, and Ethan Morton, your secondary, Michael Jensen and Carson Henry at the corner spots, and Ren Hageman is the safety tonight. Again, Jeff West hosting Hiawatha. Our opening kickoff is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. All right, before the kickoff here, keys to tonight's game.
Like I said, for Hiawatha, man, it's got to be able to protect the ball and control the clock, too, because we've seen Jeff West, that game against Royal Valley, put up 28 points in the fourth quarter. They've got to be able to score when they get the ball, get it into the red zone, and they can't waste possessions. For Jeff West, I think it's you know, the same thing. They got to be able to run their offense. They need to be able to make big plays. I think that's going to be key for them. And then same thing on defense. They're going to have to find a way to stop big runs that Hiawatha has been known to break off and also contain Hiawatha special teams. They've got a couple of kickoff returns for a touchdown this year.
Leighton Moore, the kicker for Hiawatha, the all-white road uniforms, the black tops, white pants for the home team Tigers. The right-to-left kick is underway, and it's picked up at the 15-yard line by Jeff West. 20, 25, and out shy of the 30-yard line. That kickoff return for Jefferson West and Brady Scahan, and just shy of the 30 at the 28-yard line, Jeff West, first and 10.
Yeah, Grayson Gilbert, good job getting down there in coverage. And yeah, the Tigers going to start there right outside the inside the 30-yard line.
Jeff West, again, this offense averaging just north of 25 points per game, 281 in total yardage, and pretty balanced, 166 in the air, 115 on the ground. And we do see a freshman quarterback, 6'2 freshman, Brixton Schwinn, the son of the head coach in Jeff Schwinn, first year at the helm in this Tiger program. Tigers moving left to right, just getting going, no score. First play from scrimmage. Shotgun set here for Schwinn, and the give is to the running back right side. That is Teatlin on the carry, and he is bottled up quickly, dropped down for no gain on the play. Might have even lost a half yard. Good start for this front for the Hiawatha defense.
Yeah, that's big. They're going to need to be able to stop the run as well and force Jeff West maybe into some of those longer passing plays.
No gain on the play for Brody Teatlin. Second down, 10 yards to go, and now we get our first penalty, and the way Jeff West is reacting, it might be movement up front against the Redhawks. And it is encroachment against Hiawatha, so a free 5 yards, and that makes this second down a little bit more manageable. Now second and 5 across the 30.
A little bit of a change in the starting lineup for the defense. Lane Kessler out, mainly just to preserve him, I think, for the offensive front. But yeah, a little bit of a change on that defensive line.
Schwinn takes the snap, wants a quick hitter out left side. He's got it up to the 40-yard line for a first down. And that is his older brother, the junior, 6'5 wide receiver, Brody Schwinn. They needed 5, and they got 7 to the 40. And Jeff West, their first down of the game.
That's one of the keys to the game for Hiawatha. Those corners are going to have to stay home, make sure they keep everything in front of them.
No score, Jeff West opening drive. Not quite a minute into this game. They operate left to right, far side hash, 2 receivers right, 1 short side left. It is Teelan on a right side run. He's got a nice hole, lowers the shoulder, and gets up near midfield. Oh. The ball came out late, but the official, not sure if there's a decision there yet, but the ball popped out late, and Jeff West still has it. Good run for Brody Teelan, just shy of midfield. That's an 8-yard run, and it's going to bring up second down and 2.
Yeah, good strong run there. Hiawatha had a linebacker blitz on, and that kind of opened up the right side for Jeff West.
Second down, 2 yards to go. Ball in between the hash marks. 11:02 left to go, opening quarter. No score, first drive of the game for Jeff West. Creighton Holman, the man in motion from near side to far side. Schwinn takes the snap, wants a shot downfield. He's got a man, passes tip, and nearly intercepted on the far sideline by Michael Jensen. And it turned like, or it looked like Holman became kind of more of a DB there to pop that one out and keep that out of the hands of Michael Jensen. Now third down and 2.
Another change for this Hiawatha defense. They're typically playing with just 1 free safety, but it's like they're putting maybe even 2 back for the Redhawks.
A minute 4 gone by, opening quarter. Clock stopped. Third down and 2, Jeff West. Ball shy of midfield between the hash marks at the 48-yard line. Shotgun set, 2 running backs. You got Scahan and Teelan. Now Scahan goes in motion. Schwinn fakes the screen, runs up the middle. He's got the first down into Redhawks territory. Needed 2, he got 5. And the second first down of the game for the Jeff West offense.
That's been a very balanced attack so far for Jeff West. They've shown a lot of different things already here early on in the first quarter.
They sent Scahan out in motion from the backfield near side. They fake the screen, does Brixton Schwinn, and he carries it for 5 yards. To the Hiawatha 47-yard line. Stays in between the hash marks. Here's Scahan on a run left. He gets outside the numbers. The flag comes in late. He's bottled up at the 40 and dropped down at the 39-yard line for a gain of about 8 yards. But with that flag and kind of where it came in, this could be going against Jefferson West.
Definitely in that area of the offensive hold, and that's what the official called.
It is a hold. So the first penalty of the game against the Tigers. Both teams have committed a penalty here on this opening drive as we are off and running about 90 seconds into this game. No score. First drive of the game here for the home team Tigers as they move the ball from left to right, but now moving in the wrong direction thanks to that 10-yard hold.
And they return back to their side of the ball.
So back to their side of the field. It is now first down and 20. That's a big penalty as Schwinn spins it in his hands, in the pocket, has time. He finds his brother again at midfield. Going to get about majority of the penalty yards back on a quick hitter on the outside. He'll get back into Redhawks territory. It's a gain of 9 on the pitch and catch. Brody Schwinn. You're going to hear that connection a lot tonight from his younger brother, Brent Brixton.
I was just getting ready to ask, how long do you think they've been doing that, going back to how old? 2, 3 years old?
Oh, at least, I would have to imagine. Well, Brody, 11 catches coming into tonight. He already has 2, so 13 on the season, 5 of them have found the end zone. Second down and 11 yards to go. Skahan the carry left, and he gets ripped down behind the line for a loss. That was a great job by Gabe Johnson in there to put the stick on at the loss of 2, now 3rd and 13, right at midfield.
Now we talk about Unruh on the Jeff West side of the ball. Gabe Johnson actually at Sub-State Wrestling last year, so he's got some wrestling experience as well on the Hiawatha side.
Tigers again moving from left to right. We have played 2.5 minutes in this opening quarter, no score. Third down and 13 here for the Tigers. Ball right at midfield, far side hash. The freshman Schwinn stands tall, laces one down the middle of the field, and that one is caught by Creighton Holman, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Right down the seams, Creighton Holman, the 6'2 senior, a 50-yard bomb from the freshman Brixton Schwinn, and at 9:13 to go in the opening quarter on third and 13, Tigers find the end zone at 6-0. And for Creighton Holman, that is his third receiving touchdown of the season, and for Brixton Schwinn, his 8th touchdown pass. And now what is game number 4? What a strike. Corbin Mayer on to kick the extra point here for Jefferson West. The hold by Thielen, and that one blasts the left upright. He pulled it a touch, and it is no good. Hiawatha will take that, but the Tigers will take the 6 on 3rd and 13, a 50-yard touchdown pass from Brixton Schwinn to Creighton Holman right up the seams. 6-0 Jeff West, not quite 3 minutes in. We're back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What a start for Jefferson West on homecoming night. A 50-yard bomb right up the middle from Brixton Schwinn, to Creighton Holman on 3rd and 13. The extra point was no good. Tigers a 6-0 lead. That covered 2 minutes and 43 seconds and 72 yards. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire.
Yeah, I've recovered well from the penalty. We saw a ton of different things there, and for Hiawatha, the secondary just let the receiver sneak in behind him, and it was just perfectly placed, and great play there by Jeff West to jump out on top.
For a freshman to make that kind of throw, I mean, that cleared 40 or 45 air yards probably, but an impressive start for Jeff West, a 6-0 lead after the missed extra point. Now the Redhawks get their first opportunity on offense, as the return is going to come out to the 25, around to the 26-yard line. Michael Jensen on the return. So the Redhawks down 6-0, their first offensive drive from right to left.
Yeah, good coverage there by the Jeff West special teams there to get down and wrangle Jensen on that kickoff return, as a lot of teams have been electing to not kick to kick returners for Hiawatha, but that time the coverage there good for Jeff West.
So first time we're going to see Carson Henry, the 6'1 senior quarterback here for the Redhawks. They're down 6-0 to Jeff West, still early on in this game. They're going to operate from right to left here in quarter number 1. Under center goes Henry. Man in motion, that is Morton. And they go straight dive up the middle, not much. Good pursuit. And falling forward for maybe a yard or two, that is about it. Ethan Grant got that carry. Good for 3 yards, maybe a long two. We'll call it a second down and long 7 yards to go.
Coach Giroux preaches fall forward at positive yards every play, and that has honestly been the key for Hiawatha this year to their rushing success.
2 yards there for Grant. Second down, a short 8. Ball just shy of the 30-yard line. Another under-center play. This time the give to Grant. This time went over his right guard and Gabe Johnson. Crossing the 30, pretty casual with it there. For a gain of 2, it's going to bring up a third down and 5 scenario.
And this is what Hiawatha's got to avoid, is trying to stay out of these third down and you know, 5-6 plus yards. I mean, they definitely can pop off and run it for that. But, you know, with a game like this where you can tell it's going to be back and forth, you don't want to be messing around with fourth down too much.
Coming up on 4 minutes into the opening quarter, Tigers of Jeff West leading Hiawatha 6-0. 3rd and 5 here for the Red Hawk offense. They go straight dive up the middle and churning the legs, and it's a first down for Ethan Grant. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. 3 straight dives to Ethan Grant, totaling 11 yards. And for the Red Hawks, their first down of the game.
I think Coach Drew is just trying to make a statement here. We're gonna run it between the tackles, and our line's gonna push your line and do what we can do.
Good offensive line from left to right. Tegan Diller, Rafe Sheets, Jarek Shoemaker, Gabe Johnson, Lane Kessler for the Red Hawks. 1st down and 10, Red Hawks, their own 40-yard line, trailing Jeff West 6-0 here in the opening quarter. They go 2 wide receivers. Split left, that's the far side left. Another Grant run, this time over the right guard. He'll fall across the 40 to the 41 for a gain of 1. And 2nd down and 9 yards to go. So Ethan Grant, who didn't have really much of many stats coming in, kid they're using heavily here on this opening drive.
Makes you wonder if Coach is trying to establish him here today and maybe try to preserve some of the other backs here for later in the game.
Ethan Morton, the leading rusher by far, averaging over 100 yards per game. 354 and 2 touchdowns, averaging over 7 yards per carry. He's been out there, but have yet to give him the football. 2nd down and 9 at the 41. Hiawatha trailing 6-0. Another dive, this time over the left guard in Sheets. And again, a minimal gain for Grant.
Yeah, getting a little bit closer to where that 4th down maybe doesn't bug you quite as much. But again, with Jeff West, man, they strike fast. I don't know if you're going to mess around. I mean, typically Hiawatha is a 4-down team a lot of times, but with an offense like what Jeff West has, I don't know if you play with that as much.
So 3rd down, a long 6, a short 7 here for the Red Hawks. They're down 6-0, approaching the halfway portion of the opening quarter. And we get movement up front after the motion by Ethan Morton. Second time we have seen an encroachment penalty here in the opening quarter, as Jeff West has called for that one. And from 3rd and 6 to 3rd and 1, big penalty.
That was huge. Big help there for the Red Hawks there.
Second penalty in the opening quarter for Jefferson West. And now a much more manageable 3rd down at 3rd down, a long yard. Ball just right shy of midfield on the right side hash. Straight away run. Busting through into Jeff West territory. Nicely done. Gus Smith gets his first touch to the Jeff West 45. It's a gain of 6 on 3rd and 1.
Gus Smith is a hard man to bring down. He typically is more of a defensive specialist, but he is a load to bring down, and he's going to make the hit. He's not going to take it.
Gus Smith had 6 carries for 135 yards in the win in Week 2 against Marysville, averaging over 10 yards a tote coming in. It is 1st down and 10, Red Hawks trailing 6-0 here in the opening quarter. They go right back to Gus Smith. Right side run, bottled up, pushed back, forward progress to the 41 for a gain of 4 yards, and that's a good gain there on 1st and 10.
Yeah, this offensive line so far for Hiawatha has really kind of come out to play tonight, trying to make a statement here, and so far it's working out so fairly well.
Red Hawks trying to counter what the Tigers did on their opening drive and get on the board. It was a 50-yard bomb from Brixton Schwinn to Creighton Holman on 3rd and 13. They missed the extra point. 6-0 our score. Clock moving at 5.5 minutes in this opening frame. Henry is under center. Man in motion here. Far side to near side. Straightaway run. Little bit of push from the offensive line. Not much. Shy of the 1st down. But, again, positive yards inside the 40. And that's going to bring up a 3rd down and 1 scenario. The Red Hawks are going to continue to average 4 or 5 yards a tote. They're going to stick to it.
We've been through some very quick games here so far for Hiawatha. Time flies by when you're watching a Red Hawk offense on the field.
They've used Ethan Grant heavily on this drive. Gus Smith has had a couple of carries. Red Hawks moving it on the ground. 3rd down and 1, just outside of the Jeff West 35-yard line. Ball's lying between the hash marks, but closer to the right side hash. Send a man in motion here, I should say, setting one up. Left side, now Morton, tucked up. They're going to run option right. Henry's going to pitch to Morton. He gets away from one tackle, breaks another one on the outside. He might have got the 1st down.
He's definitely close.
Creighton Holman had an opportunity to bury him for a 4-yard loss. And that's the athleticism of Ethan Morton. Needed a yard. He got a yard and then a football's worth for a 1st down.
Jeff West here on the near side, on the bottom of your screen here, was actually almost offside. Jumped a little bit early, but apparently just on the right side of the ball. But either way, Ethan Morton gets it done to get 1st down.
So churning away here in the opening quarter. Jeff West 6, Hiawatha nothing. 4:32 to go in this opening quarter. Redhawks moving it from right to left. Ball on the far side hash. And they got first down and 10. Wide receiver split left. And before the snap, we get a timeout for Hiawatha. Timeouts here on KNZA presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When it's time for a break, you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack, now located at 705 Arizona in Houlton. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. You can roll on in for a drive-through flu shot at Amberwell Atchison or Amberwell Hiawatha. Drive-through at Amberwell Atchison on either Tuesday, October 7th or Wednesday, October 22nd. Drive-through at Amberwell Hiawatha on Friday, October 10th. Morning, afternoon, and early evening time slots are available on all dates. Register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First quarter action here. Jeff West leading Hiawatha 6-0 out of the first timeout of the game called by the Redhawks. They face first down and 10. The Jeff West 35-yard line moving from right to left. Man in motion coming back to the near side, settling up. That is Sean Gentry tucked up left side. Now another man in motion here. As the give is to the running back, straight up the middle. Good positive yards on first down. Again, Ethan Grant up to the 30, maybe the 29 for a gain of 5, almost 6.
Yeah, Hiawatha has, outside of that one option play, has not threatened the edges at all in this game. Don't change what's working at this point.
That is the 7th carry for Ethan Grant on this opening drive. Certainly not explosive, but again, about 3, 4, 5 yards a pop. That's going to move the chains on average. Second down and 5. Ball to Jeff West, 30-yard line. Under 4 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Tigers with a 6-0 lead, and now an option right. The pitch is late, and an outside run and a first down. A good stick by Creighton Holman to blast that runner out of bounds.
Yeah, big hit there. Ethan takes a big wallop out of bounds, but...
And Aaron Yang is into the game with that carry for about 7 yards.
Aaron Yang has come in at some critical moments this year, the sophomore, and made some big plays, some critical first down moments for Aaron Yang.
So they use him in motion, pitch it to him right on the option. He gets the first down inside the 25 here of Jeff West. So the Redhawks moving. Left side run on first and 10, pushing near the 20 and inside of it. Ethan Morton getting the carry here, leading rusher for the Redhawks coming in. And that left side run, good for positive yards, a gain of 4. And they are officially in the red zone. And, of course, Hiawatha in the red zone. It's sponsored by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home. Second carry on this drive from Morton. It goes for 4. Another run up the middle. This time Gus Smith trying to churn the legs. A lot of black jerseys in there to force the stop near the 15. Third down, manageable yardage here.
We saw a drive earlier this season where Hiawatha took it. I think it was like an 8.5-minute drive for 17 plays.
Well, we're approaching now under 3 minutes. This drive has surpassed 6 minutes of game time. Third down and a long 3 here for the Redhawks. And Smith is wrapped up by the shoelaces and gets pushed forward by Jeff West and the offensive line doing some help as well, pushing Gus inside the 10-yard line. It's going to be first and goal, and now we get late hankies here by the officials. Might have been some extracurricular stuff. Or from the 16 down to the 6. So it appeared Gus Smith had been bottled up, maybe short of the first down, but somehow got all the way inside the 10 near the 5.
Yeah, and you hate to see this. I mean, this is something that Hiawatha dealt with a couple of games ago as well. But we'll see what the flag is, unsportsmanlike, on Jeff West.
So that'll be a half the distance to the goal penalty, but the third penalty here in this opening quarter. And now first and goal, Hiawatha threatening to tie the game here, ball at the 3-yard line.
I guess if anything, I mean, fortunate that, you know, they were, ball is where it is. That wasn't as big of a penalty there, just a couple of yards since it was close.
2:50, clock stopped here in this first quarter. Jeff West on 3rd and 13, got a 50-yard touchdown pass from Schwinn to Holman. The extra point was no good, and now the Redhawks churning clock here on their opening drive and are in a great spot, first and goal at the 3. Tigers committing a personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct penalty after that 10-yard run by Gus Smith. So half the distance it went from the 6 to about the 3.
Yeah, Hiawatha's head coach having a little chat with the official there and trying to, I think, probably figure out where the ball will be placed after everything was settled. Gives his starting quarterback, Carson Henry, a little instruction there. See what we're running here on first and goal.
Seth, this is going to be the 14th play of this drive for Hiawatha. First and goal at the 3, trailing 6-0 here at Jeff West. Out the 3 minutes to go, clock moving first quarter. Both teams successful on their opening drives. Right side run, untouched into the end zone, and then a late blast by the defender, but a touchdown for Ethan Grant.
Yeah, it was a great blocking scheme there by the offensive line, as there was a wide hole there that he just almost untouched until he was halfway into the end zone.
So a chance here for the Redhawks to take the lead on the extra point. Leighton Moore will do the kicking duties here for the Redhawks. So a 14-play drive that covers 73 yards and takes nearly 7 minutes off the clock. What a response here by the Redhawks. And Leighton Moore boots it right through beautifully, and the Redhawks have the lead. Both teams score on their opening drive. 2:31 to go first quarter. It's the Redhawks 7 and the Tigers 6. We're back in 60 seconds here on KNCA.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's time to remind the women we love to take care of themselves, and that includes getting a screening mammogram. We know it's not always easy to find time. That's why this October, Sabetha Community Hospital is making it more convenient than ever with special evening mammogram nights. Join us from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on October 1st, 8th, and 15th. These are additional times designed to fit into your busy schedule so you can prioritize your health. Call 284-1525 to schedule your evening mammogram.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNCA, Brady Skahan with a nice return here for the Tigers. Could be coming back. We see another hanky here. It's been a story in this opening quarter. Hiawatha set a 14-play, 73-yard drive that takes nearly 7 minutes off the clock. A Leighton Moore extra point. Both teams on the board here in the opening quarter, but the Redhawks a one-point lead.
Yeah, very obvious hold there on the right by where the receiver kind of took off around the corner, and that'll
how about four first-quarter penalties here for the Tigers as well?
We talked about that keys to the game, and, you know, mistakes was one thing. You know, obviously we're definitely talking turnovers has been an issue for Jeff West, but penalties have been pretty key here already in this one. We'll see if the offense, though, if they can keep it rolling offensively. They looked very sharp in that first drive.
Well, Jeff West, they struck pretty quickly, less than 3 minutes on their drive that covered 70-plus yards. Hiawatha, a little more methodical, 14 plays, nearly 7 minutes off the clock, but that's a big penalty. They were up near the 40, and now they start all the way back at their own 17-yard line.
That's a spot foul, and like I said, that's 10 yards from where the hold occurred.
So Brixton Schwinn back to work, 3-for-4 passing for 66 yards and a touchdown. He's back to pass here on first down, standing in the pocket, now tucks it and runs. He bounces off one tackler, but is brought down behind the line of scrimmage, inside the 15 to the 14, and a little pep in the step. Nice play again from Gabe Johnson.
Yeah, we're talking, if this Hiawatha defense can get some pressure and put the quarterback into some situations where he's got to scramble or make quick decisions, again, that's also one of the keys we were talking about.
Brixton Schwinn out of the backfield. He will run the ball, 28 carries on the quarterback position coming in. Now we get a whistle and a stoppage before the snap.
We got an equipment issue.
An equipment issue.
Six and a pad.
1:56 to go. Clock stopped opening quarter. Redhawks 7, Tigers 6. Both teams scoring on their opening drive. Back behind the chains here. Left side run for Jeff West. Skahan again. Nowhere to go. He is brought down immediately.
You know, one thing we didn't talk about, the differences in these offense. You know, the way the Hiawatha runs the ball, it's the type of offense that's going to wear down linemen, right? If those defensive linemen are going back in on offense, that could play a part in this game, too, later on.
Both teams using multiple bodies out of the backfield. Under 90 seconds, clock moving, opening quarter, third down and 13. Last time they were in this spot, they hit it for 50 and a score. They want to set up the screen. The pass is nearly intercepted at the 20. Oh, boy, they tried to set up the screen in between the hash marks, and he overthrew his target, did Brixton Schwinn, and right through the hands of a Red Hawks defender. And how about this for the Red Hawks defense, getting some help from that holding penalty.
Yeah.
But they get Jeff West off the field rather quickly.
Three and out there for the Red Hawks defense. That's big. And you talk about a screen, I think he had about four blockers up there in front of him. If he caught that, he probably is getting close to a first down.
Standing from his near end zone, punting this one away, Sean Gentry, the punting duties, and a high kick, but rather short, coming off the foot to the right. And it's going to take a Hiawatha bounce and nestle at about the 35. So roughly a 20-ish yard punt. And the Redhawks with a 7-6 lead, Seth, here late in the first. Great opportunity.
Huge opportunity for the Redhawks to go up here. And, again, with a one-point lead already, they need to capitalize here because field position was an issue last week. And, again, this week they've got an advantage and need to jump on it.
So they start this drive at the Jeff West, and now we get a penalty?
Personal foul on Jeff West.
Now, Jeff Schwinn, I'm sure, not pleased with a few of these penalties. Five already here in this opening quarter. You've had two unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. Now the officials talking here with head coach Jeff Schwinn. Well, you thought the 35 was great starting field position. How about you tack on 15 to the 20?
I mean, they're starting at inside the red zone.
And with Hiawatha basically in the red zone, that is sponsored by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home. So right at the 20-yard line, the Redhawks first and 10. They lead it here with just north of a minute to go in the opening quarter, 7-6, and threatening as the Tigers again. Five big penalties here in this opening quarter.
There's been a lot of coach official conversations already early in this game.
Red Hawks going back to the huddle. They got plenty of time here. Clock is stopped at 1:08. And the touchdown run by Ethan Grant, his first of the season on that last drive for the Red Hawks. He is behind Carson Henry, who is under center. Very tight formation. Morton tucked up left. He goes in motion. And they give it to Grant. He's hit immediately at the knees, so fall forward for a positive gain. Gage Mosier in on the stop for Jeff West. Grant lowering the shoulder, getting inside that 20-yard line for a gain of two.
Jeff West did a good job of penetrating there and slowing down Grant, but Grant's again able to fall forward, and that's what got him the couple of yards there.
Now Grant already 9 totes here in this opening quarter. He's got the touchdown run. See how many more plays we get until the end of the first quarter, approaching the final 30 seconds. Clock on the move. Red Hawks 7, Tigers 6, Hiawatha 2nd and 8, inside the Jeff West 20. They're in the red zone. Ren Hageman, lone receiver left. Morton, the tucked-up man, slot left. Grant in the backfield as well. Henry under center, a rare dropback. Wants to throw it in the flat. It's caught, but immediately brought down. It might have been a positive game for a couple, but Creighton Holman made the stop. And now we get a whistle and a stoppage of play after the pitch and catch of maybe a yard or two.
And the officials are... there are some issues on the sideline here.
And Holman kept that to no gain, so they tried to hit Jensen out in the flat, and he was bottled up immediately. Now, coming into tonight, Carson Henry had thrown it a total of 15 times, completing 7 of those. No gain on that pitch and catch to Michael Jensen.
For Hiawatha, too, you're also in a position here where we're going to go into the end of the quarter here, but
they do run out the clock, so the Redhawks with a one-point lead in position to get some more points on the board. A good one so far. At the end of the first quarter, Hiawatha 7 and Jefferson West 6. Back in 60 seconds for second quarter action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you work with diesel-powered vehicles, you work hard. You need a diesel that works just as hard as you do, like Cenex Premium Diesel. With a more complete additive package for a more complete burn, you might say it's the smartest way to fill. In other words, Cenex Premium Diesel works hard and smart at the same time. Now, typical number 2 diesel, on the other hand, let's just say it tries hard. Cenex Premium Diesel. diesel that doesn't mess around.
From Ag Partners Co-op.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second quarter action here. Jeff West in Hiawatha. Redhawks 7, Tigers 6. Third down and 7 for the Redhawks to begin the second quarter. They are at the Jeff West 17-yard line. They now operate left to right here. In quarter number 2, ball on the near side hash. Ethan Morton, the man in motion. They're going to toss it to him left, trying to get outside the numbers, and he cannot do so. He's brought down by Creighton Holman again. A menace in the backfield out of the secondary. It's a minimal gain, but fourth down now coming up, and now we've got multiple injuries. Looks like we got a player down for both teams at the end of that tackle. Scahan coming up a little bit gimpy with the left leg. He'll come out. And not sure if that's Morton, who's still down, who had that carry for about 2 yards, but an injured Redhawk here as Hiawatha set to have fourth down and 5 at the 15-yard line of Jeff West. Just getting going in quarter number 2, 11:48 until halftime, and the Redhawks about to face a fourth and 5 from inside the red zone at the 15. And you hope it's nothing more than cramps for Hiawatha here after that great defensive play again by Creighton Holman, who has made multiple tackles here for the Tiger defense. Well, we do have an injured Redhawk after that run. Trying to confirm if that is Ethan Morton, who had the carry. But again, you're hoping it's nothing more than cramps here on what is a really gorgeous Friday night here in Northeast Kansas. Again, Seth, Paige, Robin, Chance, everybody here, we appreciate you hanging with us. Again, 7-6 and a big fourth down play coming up. You talked about Leighton Moore.
Yeah.
Very capable field goal kicker. What do you think? Fourth and 5 from the 15.
Not sure. You got the 1-point lead. Defense is playing pretty good. You know, the 15 puts it at what? Like a 32-yard field goal? So at that point, I mean, it's makeable. There's no wind, so should have a good hold with the turf field. So it's hard to say. That being said, you know, in a close game, might be looking for touchdowns too here. So,
well, the injured Redhawk off the field, far sideline again. I believe it was Ethan Morton. Didn't quite confirm, but he was being helped off to the far sideline. And it looks like they are going to set up Leighton Moore here for the field goal try. From the left hash, he'll kick it left to right. At the 22, it'll be played. So a 32-yard attempt to try to extend this lead out for Hiawatha. The hold, the kick, it's on the way. Does it have enough? It does not. It's just a touch short. So a 32-yard field goal by Leighton Moore, just barely south of the crossbar, and the Tiger defense holds 7-6. Jeff West trailing, but getting the ball back, but deep inside their own territory.
Yeah, that was a big stop for Jeff West to prevent the field goal and to get the stop there on that end around for Hiawatha. You know, Jeff West has got some speed. You know, we've seen that in other games. And, you know, for Hiawatha, that's probably why we've seen a lot of their runs go up the middle. But, definitely a good defensive possession considering they were backed up pretty far on defense.
Well, if you're Jeff West, you can obviously move the ball through the air. We saw that on the opening drive, but they have got to cut down on the penalties here in quarter number 2.
Yeah, got to gain some composure here and, you know, look past the fact that Hiawatha scored on their opening drive, and they got to get back to doing what they do.
33 seconds gone by, second quarter. Tigers defense getting a stop. Now they have first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line, operating right to left here in the quarter, trailing Hiawatha 7-6. Brixton Schwinn takes the snap, peeling on the carry, started right, cut it back left, and then he spun down as Ethan Grant made the stop. Positive yards for Thielen. It's a gain of 4 to the 24. Second down and 6. Fourth carry in the opening half for Brody Thielen.
Yeah, good positive gain there for Jeff West on that carry.
Ball between the hash marks. Two receivers left, two right. And Thielen, sidecar left with Brixton Schwinn in the shotgun. Takes a right side snap, looks right, goes that way. Brody Schwinn makes the catch, making a move, gets near the first down, and then driven back once he got to the 30. A lot of white jerseys converging there, but another good connection from Brixton to Brody. Beg your pardon, that's the tight end, Dalton Foster, with his third catch of the season. Beg your pardon, on the far side.
Yeah, good job there by the tight end to get to where he needed to go for the first down. And, you know, considering how that last drive went for Jeff West, that's a good start for them here in their third possession of the game.
So at the 30, first down and 10 here, Jeff West trailing Hiawatha 7-6. We're 90 seconds into this second quarter. Schwinn dancing in the pocket, gets away from one, but doesn't get away from Gus Smith, and somehow able to fall forward.
He got lucky. Ball
that
came out.
Could have been a disastrous end there, as Seth mentioned, that ball popped out, but somehow Brixton Schwinn able to find 3 yards to make it second down and 7.
That was going to be a stop for no game, but he actually fumbled it forward, and Jeff West was right there to recover and pick up 3 yards on the busted play.
2 minutes, clock moving into quarter number 2. 7-6 our score, both teams scoring on their opening drives, both teams coming up empty in their second drives of tonight's game. Jeff West on their third, 2nd and 7, plenty of time here, throwing far side, reaching out, making a fantastic catch in open field, right side of the hash, was Creighton Holman for a gain of about 10 and a first down to the 43.
Those are going to be there too. Hiawatha is going to be trying, after they got burned on that first touchdown, they're going to be trying so hard to keep those receivers in front of them that if they curl back, they're going to have some separation. That's probably going to be open a lot here tonight.
Creighton Holman, definition of using the hands. His second catch tonight, he's totaled 60 yards and a score. Here is Thielen on a left side run, cuts it up the middle between the hash marks to get to midfield to the Hiawatha 49 for a gain of about 8 yards. Thielen, a nice burst, and now 2nd and 2 with the Hiawatha 49.
Yeah, that second drive is a complete opposite of what they've done in their first and now third possession.
They're going to go two receivers right side of the line, Jacobson and Holman out there, and then Brody Schwinn, the junior 6'5 receiver, lone receiver left, ball between the hash marks. Redhawks 7, Tigers 6, 8:58 clock moving second quarter. And a Thielen run, it pops out, and he jumps right on it. Oh, boy, second time on this drive, that ball has hit the turf. And he still might have gained a half yard there. Nonetheless, third down and a long one.
You know, if you have to be any kind of lucky, you got to be, you know, lucky, got to be good sometimes. And it's been lucky good the last two times they've put the ball on the ground.
Well, right at the exchange, it just popped straight off the chest plate and got a good bounce. And Thielen able to pounce on it. Third down and one at the 48 of Hiawatha. Jeff West catching a couple of breaks. Now Brixton Schwinn, he's got a first down on a quarterback keeper. The ball's on the deck. And finally, this one, it's going to be turned over as jumping on it right there for Hiawatha. Ethan Grant, talk about this first half.
I mean, I just got done saying how well Jeff West was doing in this drive. And just like that, 3 fumbles. And finally, on the third one, it comes up and bites him, and Hiawatha pounces on it.
Ethan Grant getting play on offense, recovering a fumble here on defense. Jeff West had a promising drive there into Redhawks territory, and the turnover there gives it back to Hiawatha. Redhawks 7, Jeff West 6, just north of 8 minutes to go in this opening half, and now Hiawatha in a good spot at their own 45-yard line.
Now we'll see what the Hiawatha offense could do. Again, they started basically in red zone territory last time.
Option right, near side, and keeping himself is Carson Henry, breaking tackles, a first down and more, across the 45, and he is down to the 39-yard line, a right side option run, a gain of 16.
You know, Carson is a very smart player. Like, he's not only is he a very, you know, athletic player, but he's also very smart with the ball and makes good decisions. Unfortunately for him, though,
So wipe away a 16-yard burst. Penalties have been crucial for both these teams. And that one certainly big there. Another hold. Take it back.
Give him a 2-yard gain.
And officially marked.
That was a lot of running for 2 yards.
A lot of running for 2 yards. So officially it's going to bring up 1st down and 8 back in Red Hawk territory at the 47. So, again, that takes away a good chunk of yards as Henry was all the way up to the Jeff West 40, but now back to the Red Hawk 47.
The other deal stopped. Well, I guess the clock running now, but.
Ren Hageman going from near side to far side left. Ball near side hash. Henry under center. Man in motion. And movement up front. And there's the flag.
I know that kid.
Lane Kessler, the right tackle. And I think part of that might have been a little confusion in the motion behind him. And there was a slippage by the running back. And then right as you saw the running back slip, you saw the movement by Kessler, a five-yard penalty. And again, backing up in the wrong direction here. This one losing five, now first and 13.
Not an excuse. This is Hiawatha's first game on turf of the season.
Another penalty. That's been certainly a story here in this first half. 7-6, Hiawatha leading here. 7.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. It is now first down and 13 at the 42-yard line of the Redhawks. Carson Henry again under center, man in motion to the left side. They go straight dive, good burst up near midfield. A simple dive play up the middle. Good blocking by that Hiawatha front. It's Ethan Grant once again, so you get the lost yardage back. It goes from third and 13 to second and 4, gain of 9.
You know, the last couple of drives, Hiawatha's thrown some different wrinkles in there, trying to get to the edge, throwing the ball just a little bit. You almost wonder here with this much time left in the first half if they just don't try to pound the ball, get a late score, and get the ball back in the third quarter, too, to start.
Jeff West, all three timeouts. Hiawatha has used one. They have two remaining. It is second down and 4 at the Jeff West 49-yard line with Hiawatha with the ball, leading 7-6. Another simple run. Ethan Grant again on the carry. Falls forward for a yard, third down and 3.
Yeah, Andrew right there. He was not going to be denied the tackle on that one.
Cyrus Unruh, the homecoming king here tonight for the Tigers, an elite wrestler as well. Was in a state championship match a year ago in Salina. Could be the top-ranked heavyweight wrestler going into 2025. He makes a nice stop. Third down and 3. Here for Hiawatha, one-point lead. Halfway in, halfway to go here, quarter number 2. Fans getting loud here. And another hanky. Movement again by the Red Hawk front. Boy, penalties have been a big story, Sethers, in this first half.
Yeah, it's a little unusual. Outside of that first game against Marysville, Hiawatha's really played pretty clean football. But and even in this game, up until this drive, Hiawatha's been doing all right. But, yeah, there's been, what, 3 penalties this drive already?
I think collectively the 9th penalty between the two here in the first half.
Lots of laundry today.
Well, they don't want to make it easy on themselves. Want to make them work for it. So after the penalty, third down and 8 yards to go. Ball back to the Red Hawk 47. Approaching 5.5 minutes in this second quarter left. 7-6. Red Hawks in front with the ball. Big third down, though. Man in motion. And they give it left side. This is Sean Gentry. Cuts it up the middle. Has a huge first down and more to the 40. And he's brought down at the 39-yard line on 3rd and 8. He goes for 14.
That was a different kind of run. Usually they've just been pounding it up the middle. But he made a few cuts there and made some defenders miss. And that was just a nice quick run.
So a huge third down conversion keeps the clock and chains moving. We're approaching the final 5 minutes of quarter number 2. Red Hawks at the Jeff West 39 between the hash marks, leading it 7-6. Both teams scoring on their opening drives, but have been goose eggs since then. Seen a turnover by the Tigers. Also seen a missed field goal by the Red Hawks here. Now another simple left side run for 2 yards on the play.
Now, if you're Hiawatha at this point, you want to take as much time as you can to score here before the half.
Now is Ethan Grant once again. So 3, 6, 9. 10, 11, 12th carry for Ethan Grant here in the first half. Had to count it.
That's quite the load for a player who hasn't had that many carries and really hardly any yards so far in the season, for that matter.
Boy, this Red Hawk team is, I would say, I think, fairly dominant in this first half in terms of time of possession. 4:25 to go. Clock moving second quarter. Second down, 8 yards to go at the Jeff West 37. Red Hawks left to right. Operating offensively, and now a right side run by Ethan Grant again, trying to find that right side hole between Johnson and Kessler. Not much there, maybe a yard at best. Ethan Keating in there on the stop, third down and 7 once again.
Yeah, there's simply nothing there. The defensive line did a good job of muddying up that offensive line, and there's just no gap for him to go to, and falling forward as best he could. Maybe short gain.
I would think, just kind of where the Red Hawks sits,
yeah,
probably fourth down territory or four down territory.
Yeah. Yeah, considering that last field goal came up a few yards short.
3:40 left, second quarter, clock moving. 3rd and 7 here for the Red Hawks, leading Jeff West by 1 on the road. They settle in the tight formation. They fake it up the middle, option right. Henry keeps himself, gets bottled up and ripped down at the 30. He's going to be close to the first down, but Seth, close to the spot. It looks like he's going to be maybe a half yard shy.
This, I mean, it's right on the line. Depends on where he marks it. It's close, but yeah, he's going to be, Mike, maybe a foot short.
He needed 8. He got 7.5 right there.
Yeah, that was a good run, though. That was the play that they had called back on before, but no hold that one. See what they do here.
Well, they're lining up to go for it. 4th and 1 here. Ball at the 30. They go quarterback sneak. Easily pursued there. Easily done. That's a first down. Nope. They got on it quickly. And inside the 30 to about the 27. That's a 3-yard quarterback sneak.
No tush push even.
Not even the tush push. Just the natural way that it was designed to be run.
Yeah, the OG QB.
That's right. Another third down conversion. Well, I should say this, a fourth down conversion for the Redhawks, and they are churning that clock, Seth, under 3 minutes to go, trying to add before the break.
I mean, at this point, yeah, you talk about it. I'm guessing, what, 75-25 time of possession at this point?
I would think so. Big first down here. Big opportunity for the Redhawks, leading 7-6, late first half,
yeah,
and there's movement again, left side of the line.
Yeah, they leaned. I think that was Gus Smith maybe over there leaning before that got started.
Another false start. Third penalty on this drive. And the Redhawks testing themselves here on this drive. They have passed each test after these last couple of penalties, but again,
I'm going to go out on a limb.
Don't want to keep doing that.
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that's going to be a topic of discussion at the halftime meeting with a head coach.
So a 5-yard false start penalty. Clock is still moving. It's a 2:25, second quarter, 7-6 Redhawks. They're on the move from left to right. They have been battling through adversity with penalties on this drive. Can they do it again? Behind the sticks at 1st and 15.
They did it again.
They had movement.
At same side. They are, and it's not a lot, but it is just enough.
If we can see it up here,
it's
the officials
enough.
Down there can see it as well. A second consecutive false start penalty. Now has Hiawatha at 1st down and 20, back to the Jeff West 38.
Yeah, that's not good. I mean, the thing of it is, you know, for Hiawatha, we've seen Jeff West come back and win games quickly. I mean, they beat Royal Valley scoring 28 points in the fourth quarter. You got to score when you can. You cannot waste possession. So if you're the Redhawks, you can't afford these. You just can't.
So 1st down and 20 after back-to-back false starts against the Redhawks. Under 2 minutes now to go in this quarter. Sean Gentry, toss left, gets some of that yardage back. He'll get inside the 35. And Gentry to the 32-yard line, so a gain of 6, 2nd down and 14.
He just needs that 3 more times plus a yard and get another first down. But, yeah, that's, I mean, 3 false starts there basically in 5 plays.
I am curious because the clock is running at 1:25 going south. Jeff West has 3 timeouts. Hiawatha has 2.
Yeah.
And then again, remember, Hiawatha won the toss, deferred, so they'll get the ball to start the second half as well. So interested to see, well, maybe Jeff West, I would think, maybe if they can keep him behind the sticks here, start utilizing a timeout or two, we'll see.
I don't know. I mean, they've got them close here, and we know how quickly they can score, so hard to say.
2nd down, a long 14. Henry, rare drop back. He's hit. Bouncing off one, he can't get away from Brody Barr. It's a quarterback sack back to the 38. It's a loss of 6.
Yeah, I wondered if they wouldn't possibly look to pass there with such a long 2nd down there trying to get a good chunk of it back. But Jeff West did a good job, and Hiawatha's going to call timeout because, I mean, 3rd down 20, what are you doing?
That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Full house, full crew. Late first half, 7-6 Redhawks back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
If you're a farmer, your day can be wall-to-wall chores, tasks, and responsibilities. But as the sun sets, you can come atop a hill, look at the whole spread, and think to yourself, this is my land. And that's a special feeling. That's why Frontier Bank offers a wide range of options and will tailor a financial plan to meet your individual needs. Stop by and let's talk. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender, online at frontier.bank.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Game tonight powered by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Paige, Seth, Brandon, Robin, Chance, full house, full crew. Late first half, Seth, 50 seconds to go. Brody Barr, the fourth Jeff West sack here in 2025. Third down and 20 here for Hiawatha, again leading 7-6, but again backed up to the Jeff West 38.
Yeah, I think you're Hiawatha. You're just trying to get as much of this clock kill as you can. Obviously, Jeff West's going to call a timeout no matter what. But, man, I just don't think the way that passing play went, unless it's a quick pass, I don't think that's what we're going to see here.
Jeff West, all three of their timeouts. Hiawatha has burned two, so they got one. They go Gentry on a sweep left. He lost the ball, and that ball is still on the deck near the 45, and it was nearly picked up and ran with, but that's going to be a Red Hawk turnover here late in the first half. They'll get it at the 45. So both teams have lost the fumble, and now Jeff West, 45 seconds to go and multiple timeouts. They got an opportunity.
Yeah, that was a huge play for Jeff West, and I mean that was an absolute meltdown for the Red Hawks on offense. I mean they had the ball down near the red zone, and man, went the wrong way, marched backwards, and with the turnover, now they're just trying to make sure they don't give up a big play here and find themselves down at halftime.
7-6, Hiawatha by one, but the Tigers, after forcing the turnover, first and 10 at their own 45, they got all three timeouts remaining. And we saw their opening drive on 3rd and 13, hit a 50-yard touchdown strike from Schwinn to Holman. Let's see if they try to take another shot here late. They got timeouts. A little time, under a minute. Here is Schwinn in the shotgun set, has time across the middle of the field. Holman has it at the 30, runs back to the 31, trying to get away from a tackler, and then finally wrapped up at the 31-yard line. That is a gain of 24 and a timeout for Jeff West.
Yeah, great play there. There is a flag down on the field, too, back here at the line of scrimmage. Personal foul. Roughing the passer.
Wow. So Hiawatha with a 15-yard roughing the passer. Well, that penalty should be declined, or they will add to it the 15 yards.
Personal foul, I think.
So from the 32 to the 17.
Yeah, again,
that's going to be walked off. And
yeah.
Jeff West, just like that, with two timeouts and 34 seconds, they are in the red zone.
Well, and at the worst, or at the best for Hiawatha, I mean, they're in field goal range, too.
I'll tell you what, for Brixton Schwinn, a freshman, he has made a couple of nice throws, both to Holman. Now Holman, three catches, 84 yards and a touchdown here in the first half.
Both offenses have been Jekyll and Hyde. Like, we literally have seen the best of and the worst of both offenses here tonight in different possessions.
That timeout again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Jeff West down 7-6, but marching on the move. They got a big 24-yard pass from Schwinn to Holman, and then they tacked 15 more on thanks to a roughing the passer penalty. So in the red zone, Jeff West, sponsored by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home. 34 seconds left, 7-6. Jeff West trailing but on the move. They want a screen to the outside. Holman has it.
This is a good pass.
And he makes a good move. Great pass as well, as Seth mentioned. And he's going to shimmy his way up the sideline inside the 10 and near the 5. He got down to the 6, a gain of 11. Holman having himself a great first half.
Man, that was just so perfectly placed. He led the receiver and got him moving forward. And that was a big part of why that one went for the first down.
28 seconds, clock stopped. He got out of bounds. First in goal here at the 6-yard line for Jefferson West, trying to take the lead.
Same thing.
Throw the same thing and
flag.
And this is going to be coming back, I think. They
yeah.
might have got Jeff West an illegal pick.
Yeah, that's probably what that is. I think the fans premature on the celebration here.
That flag was instantly chucked by that official who was right on top of that play. And surprise, surprise, another hanky in this first half. Both teams have struggled with the penalties.
It's holding on Jeff West, man. And that's a huge penalty. I mean, that only wipes the score off the board, but with 24 seconds to go, now they're looking at a second down and goal from long.
They have had multiple 10-yard penalties. They've had a personal foul penalty. And you take points off the board with what is now 24 seconds remaining in the half. Tigers trying to retake the lead. It's 7-6 Hiawatha. The only difference, a missed extra point by the Tigers. That's going to bring them back outside the 15 to the 16-yard line. So, again, two timeouts left for Jeff West. Clock is moving, though. It is under 20. Oh, the ball's
on the ground. Hiawatha's
got it. The ball is on the turf. Wow, that is miscommunication, and the Tigers turn it over for a second time, and that more than likely is going to end the first half.
My bad there on that. Used to be in the main play-by-play guy on the Hiawatha channel.
But again, that just simply looked like miscommunication there. Man was coming in motion, didn't look like Brixton Schwinn was quite ready for that snap.
And again, it's the story of the night. You know, we see positive, 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 and then the negative happens, and it's just, you know, both teams have literally been finding ways to not score.
Well, 14 seconds left. I think this is not victory formation, but halftime formation, as it will be a snap by Carson Henry. He'll take a couple steps back and take a knee, and that takes us to the end of a fairly entertaining first half. It is Jefferson West 7 and Hiawatha 7, beg your pardon, Jefferson West 6. Our halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Again, the road team Redhawks with a one-point lead. We'll talk about it after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Buying a vehicle is a big decision, but financing it doesn't have to be. At F&M Bank, our local auto loan experts make the process simple, fast, and affordable. With competitive rates and decisions made right here in your community, you'll spend less time on paperwork and more time behind the wheel. Stop in today and talk with one of our friendly loan officers to see how F&M Bank can help. F&M Bank. Local decision. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime here on KMZA, also on the Hiawatha channel. I want to thank Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. Brandon, Seth, Page, Robin, Chantal with you. Road Team Redhawks 7, Jeff West 6 here on homecoming night. Lots to dissect here. You said kind of during the last couple minutes, kind of Jekyll and Hyde for both these teams. We have seen the best of their offense. We have seen the worst of their offense. We have seen two fumbles lost on the last two possessions of that second quarter for Jeff West. Hiawatha had a fumble in there.
Yeah.
Both very promising, or all drives really promising. Penalties have been killer for both as well, but those penalties late. Both these teams right out the gate scoring on their opening drive, but everything a little south since then. 7-6 Red Hawks. They get the ball as well to start second half.
If this is a cleanly played first half, this is maybe a 21-20 game, you know, maybe more. But, both teams just totally uncareful with the ball. And again, credit the defenses for making plays. I mean, that's been a little bit of it there as well. But, for like Jeff West, I mean, yeah, they've lost two. But they put the ball on the ground five times at least. So, you know, that's
three times on one drive in that final third time. Red Hawks finally able to pounce.
Yeah, it's definitely something that Jeff West and Hiawatha, honestly, I think the conversations are quite similar inside for both of these head coaches.
Got a lot to get to here in our halftime show, again brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll go over some stats. We'll also go over some other scores from around the Northeast Kansas area as we are on week four here of high school football. A lot still to get to. Again, we're at halftime. It is Jefferson West trailing Hiawatha 7-6. Another timeout, and we're back right after this.
Looking for the ultimate chill, gaming night, or family movie marathon? Rainbow's got you covered. Get half off internet for 3 months while enjoying the whole vibe. Whether you're scrolling under the stars, gaming with your squad, or streaming with the fam. That's 50% off blazing fast internet, only from Rainbow. Call 800-892-0163 or visit rainbowtel.net to sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
Enjoy the beauty of autumn at the Maple Leaf Festival on September 27th. This is Crystal at GM Bank, and we are a proud sponsor of the 2025 Maple Leaf Festival hosted by the Hiawatha Chamber. Come out and enjoy the festivities and say hello to our staff who will be volunteering. Make the fun and festivities of the Maple Leaf Festival a September family tradition. Come join us on Saturday, September 27th, around the Brown County Courthouse Square. We look forward to seeing you there.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime score here with Jefferson West at home on homecoming night, trailing the Hiawatha Redhawks 7-6. Seth Tollison, Paige Mueller, Robin, we got Chance, Brandon with you. Both these teams, again, scoring on their opening drives. Penalties, turnovers, got in the mix pretty much the rest of the way. I guess we'll get some stats here in a moment, look at some other scores. But as we kind of just look ahead, again, Hiawatha playing well on the road. Great crowd, good atmosphere. But, again, they had opportunities to extend.
Yeah.
Same goes on the other side for Jeff West with opportunities to retake the lead and both seeing some struggles there towards the end of that second quarter.
Well, I would say Jeff West, obviously, they're just such a fast-striking team, you know, and so they're, you know, maybe doesn't quite look like they have been as in this game just because that's how their offense works. Hiawatha, though, again, just like last week at Sabetha, they get down to within 15, 20, 30 yards, and they just stall out. And you know, that's just something that they've got to overcome. They've got to find a way to eliminate those most mistakes because they're drive killers. I would say, though, that if you look at these two teams, you really have to point out, the quarterback for Jeff West. You've got Brixton Schwinn. And then for Hiawatha, definitely, you've got Ethan Grant in the backfield. Those two players on offense, I mean, that's the game right here.
Yeah, the connection with Brixton Schwinn, Creighton Holman, that was the offense for the Tigers, particularly on that first drive. So Jeff West got the ball first, 2:43 off the clock, 72-yard drive, 50-yard pass from Schwinn to Creighton Holman. And again, should note, that was on a 3rd-and-13 play right at midfield. They missed the extra point, so they were out to a 6-0 lead. And then a similar drive in terms of getting points for Hiawatha on their opening drive, but they took roughly 7 minutes off the clock, covering 73 yards. Ethan Grant, majority of that work, and he capped it off with a 3-yard run. And then Leighton Moore, the extra point, 7-6. But Seth, after that, Jeff West, 3-and-out. Hiawatha missed field goal. Jeff West, turnover. Hiawatha, turnover. Jeff West, turnover. Halftime.
Yeah, and again, all of those with negative plays. You know, each drive with penalties or lost yards, and like you said, turnovers. And it just, it all adds up. And really, outside of those first two possessions, I don't know that each team really has a ton of yardage, because for Hiawatha, they started in the, you know, at the red zone there on that second drive after that fumble, it was a bad punt. And they wound up in the red zone after a penalty. And then, again, getting those two turnovers, had decent field position again. So most of their yardage came on that first drive.
Well, let's get you some of the first half numbers here. Unofficial stats here from tonight's game so far, starting with Hiawatha leading 7-6. Ethan Grant, again, a guy who had not been utilized much. He was heavy on that opening drive, 13 carries, 44 yards. And the Redhawks touchdown. Sean Gentry, 2 carries, 20 yards. Carson Henry has thrown the ball once. It was completed to Gentry. It went for 0 yards. Gus Smith, 4 carries, 22 yards. Jeff West, Brixton Schwinn, 7 of 8 passing, only one incompletion, 119 yards. And that touchdown to Creighton Holman that covered 50 yards. Creighton, 4 catches, 95 yards, and a touchdown. Tremendous first half for him. Brody Thielen leading the backfield, 6 carries for 19 yards. Both teams with 6 first-half penalties, and they weren't all just 5-yard encroachments, maybe more so for Hiawatha, but you had multiple personal fouls, multiple holding penalties for Jeff West, certainly some drive killers, and then obviously Jeff West, 2 turnovers, Hiawatha 1.
Yeah, and again, like you said, all of that adds up to where we are with a 7-6 score after the first, 7-8 minutes of the game, and no change from that point on. And, several threats for both teams getting into the red zone. And one thing I guess I would add, too, about Jeff West, I mean, they had that big touchdown strike, and it was, you know, beautiful play. You know, Hiawatha hasn't had that big play yet. They've made some big running plays. Ethan Morton has taken a few to the house for 60-plus yards. You've got Gus Smith. He had a 77-yard touchdown run earlier this season. They haven't had a big play, really, yet this game.
And a couple of those big plays called back.
Yeah, that Carson Henry run. 16 yards for a first down. That was huge.
Yeah.
But again, a hold on that play brought it back for only a small gain of 2 after the penalty yards were tacked on.
Stats, of course, in the first half brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services. That's in Holton, Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting. New location, by the way, in Holton, Highway 75 in Holton. Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Again, our halftime score, Hiawatha 7 and Jefferson West 6. Take a look at some scores from around the area. So our halftime coverage continues after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tristan Collins loves the detailed preparation of Holt House Auto House.
It was great. I kind of gave him a call, asked a couple questions, and made a trip down there, had it all ready and cleaned up, gave me a full history on it, and everything went really smooth. I would absolutely recommend them. Kind of got in and out, gave me all the information, and they have followed up since then to make sure everything's all right. I definitely recommend them.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Duran and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Duran with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted
locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Are you looking for a fun, engaging activity for your 4- to 6-year-old? Sign them up for the Shatamugi Kids Camp at Teller Martial Arts. Starting October 6th, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of Taekwondo and simple, effective bully defense, as well as boost their confidence. Sign up today. Space in the Shatamugi Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Teller Martial Arts. 402-380-3383. Or find out more at hellomartialarts.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Inching closer to the start of the second half here on KNCA. Jeff West trailing Hiawatha 7-6. Both teams scoring on their opening drives, but both teams struggling since then. Turnovers, penalties certainly in the mix. Let's check some scores from around the area before we get Seth's keys to the second half. Of course, we've got a lot of coverage across our networks and channels. Over on the Silver Lake Channel, St. Mary's and the Eagles tonight. Silver Lake, a 14-0 halftime lead. Onega and Valley Falls, the Buffaloes, a halftime lead of 20-6. Number one team in 1A, Seth, Jackson Heights, continue to roll. 42-0 their lead against McLouth. And then how about this one, a good one on the Holton Channel. Holton 16, Perry Lecompton 10. Another good Big East League showdown there.
Yeah, you got another homecoming game there as well for Perry.
And Sabetha and Royal Valley, Blue Jays a 9-0 halftime lead on the Panthers there. As we check some scores, and as always, our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. We'll pause for a final 60-second timeout. Come back, get the keys to the second half. Hiawatha will receive the opening kick in the third quarter as they lead here at Jeff West 7-6. Second half in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor here on KNCA. Seth Page, Robin Chance, Brandon all with you. Moments away from the second half kick. Redhawks here on the road, leading Jeff West 7-6. Both teams scoring on their opening drives. Penalties, turnovers mixed in after that. Here the Redhawks. Big opportunity here with the one-point lead. Get the ball first. Can set the tone here in the third quarter.
Yeah, I was going to say, as far as what are the keys here to the second half, you want the obvious answer?
Yeah, let's go obvious.
I think it's the same for both teams. I mean, clearly clean things up. I mean, both teams had plenty of chances in the first half. They've got to capitalize on their offensive possessions here. Defensively, I think both teams have played pretty well, to be honest with you. But for Hiawatha, they got to come out here. They got to grind and pound. They need to burn some clock like they did in the first quarter. If they can do that, they've got a good shot here because we have seen Jeff West score quickly in other games. If you are Jeff West, you got to come out here and honestly, you want to stop right out of the gate. I think that's huge for Jeff West.
Excited to see how this one plays out again. Hiawatha, it was scoreless last year at this point.
It was.
But Hiawatha's defense forced 3 turnovers in the second half. Get a couple of short Ethan Morton touchdowns. They got a pick six as well. Again, they won the matchup last year at home 21-0. Redhawks, again, have won 3 of the last 4 in this series. Tigers looking for their first win in 2 years against the Redhawks, which you go back the last few years, This game is always close.
Yeah, it's been always close. And yeah, we're about as close to a scoreless game as you can get as far as lead, as 1-0 for Hiawatha. Yeah, they've got just the slight edge thanks to that missed extra points. And again, they could come out here and make a statement, try to burn some clock, maybe even make some special teams magic happen. We'll see how this plays out.
Ethan Morton back to receive. Michael Jensen as well, as Jeff West will kick it from right to left here in the third quarter. It is Corbin Mayer kicking things off. And here we go, that right-to-left boot, pretty good. Going to be returned by Jensen at the 10. Angles right, 20, 25 up the sideline, 30, 35. Tripped up out near the 40. Boy, got a nice head of steam bouncing up quickly. Good starting field position here for the Redhawks. First and 10 at their own 40.
Yeah, good start there. Jensen got around the corner. Good blocking by the initial line there. And then good job by Morton and the rest of the kickoff return team there to set him up for a good game.
So Ethan Grant, the lone touchdown on the opening drive for Hiawatha. That scoring drive was 14 plays, 73 yards, and took nearly 7 minutes off the clock. But after that, they missed a field goal, turned it over on a fumble, and then we were at the end of the half. 7-6 Redhawks, first play from scrimmage here in the third quarter. Straightaway run, this is Grant again, and he spun down after positive gain, close to the 45. Again, as simple as you can get on a run. He got half, second down and 5 at the 45.
A little different wrinkle, though. They've got two receivers on the top side of the screen, and then they just ran it right up the middle here on the near side. And I don't know if kind of ran against the edge there on that one.
Ethan Grant unofficially now 14 carries for 49 yards and the lone Redhawks touchdown. Second down and 5 at the 45. Just getting going third quarter. 40 seconds in, Redhawks with the ball leading 7-6. They want a quick hitter far side, and that ball hits the turf. And it's going to be blown dead. It's incomplete. That is a dangerous and dicey play on those screen passes because any inch one way or the other could have potentially been a fumble, but they blow it dead incomplete.
Well, smart there by the receiver to go ahead and corral it and start running forward. Because,
just in
again,
case.
You never know.
Just in case.
I'll be honest, I didn't hear a whistle. So, I mean, you know, if they would have determined that to be a lateral, could have been a big play for Hiawatha.
Instead, it's incomplete. Just the second pass attempt tonight for Carson Henry. Third down and 5 here at the 45. First big play of the third quarter. Under center is Henry. They go Ethan Grant right up the middle, and he's got a head of steam, and he is right on the first down stick at midfield and appears to have the nose of the football just in front. He needed 5. He got 5.2.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't get into enemy territory. He's right at the 50, just past it. First down for the Redhawks. Good run.
Just the nose of the ball in Jeff West territory in between the 49 and the midfield stripe. A minute gone by third quarter. Redhawks on the move. First and 10 at midfield, leading 7-6. They go Gentry in motion. They go left side run. A lot of contact there, and down goes a running back in the backfield. But a flag was thrown.
Wow, that's...
I believe that was Ethan Grant on the carry. It was.
Yeah, a lineman got burned there, and all he could do was try to grab on and try to do something, and that was right there in front of the white hat. That's going to get called every time.
Well, both teams 6 first half penalties, and the Redhawks here with another penalty, make it 7 for them, and it's going to back them up back into their own territory. They were just a skosh into Jeff West territory, now back at the Hiawatha 40. Quick final score, Nemaha Central, 28-14 over Chanute. That game starting earlier tonight. So the 2A-ranked Thunder, number 2. And right as I say that, that's going to be a false start on Gabe Johnson, the right guard. Back-to-back penalties and now 8 here in the game for the Redhawks.
They're going to talk about this. They might be calling encroachment.
That Jeff West maybe forced
early,
the jump.
Exactly. That is not the case.
Nope, they do call it on Gabe Johnson, the right guard. So after a brief discussion, back-to-back penalties, Seth, Hiawatha had the nose of the football in Tiger territory. Now they are all the way back inside their 40 at the 35.
I mean, at this point, I mean, thankfully Hiawatha with the lead, but I mean, you got to find a way to move the ball forward and get into the end zone again. And a one-point lead is just not safe. It's just not.
So now officially first and 25 at the 35. They roughly need the Jeff West 40 for a first down, and we see movement again on the left side of the line, and that is the left tackle, Tegan Diller. Third consecutive penalty, second straight false start. It is now first down and 30. at the 30.
I'll be honest, I'm a little dumbfounded here. Again, we've watched Hiawatha, you know, for 3 weeks now. I don't know that they've had this many penalties all season, let alone here in this one game.
Definitely nine now in this game.
Definitely not this many offensive false starts or holds or anything like that, for sure.
Well, if you're Jeff West, you got them in a tough spot, first and 30. And here is a nice run by Ethan Grant. And he'll get some of the yardage back, a left side run over his guard and Rafe Sheets.
That is a good lineman to run behind. Rafe is a solid junior lineman who has been a starter last year, definitely played a ton of minutes last year. He is very strong in the weight room. He's going to be key next year as well. Huge part of this Hiawatha line.
8 yards there for Grant, still second and a long way to go. Second down, 22, shy of the 40. Right side run, tripped up and dropped immediately. Grant again. Gabe Mosier in there on the stop. Couple of other black jerseys, but Tigers now a chance to pin their ears back and maybe take a stab here because they got the Redhawks third and a mile, third and 22.
Yeah, if you're Hiawatha, you just got to get some of this back. I mean, third and 22, maybe make it third down and 10 here, try to get it to or fourth down and 10, where you maybe consider going for it, but hard to say.
We have played just over 3 minutes in this third quarter. First drive of the second half, and the Redhawks going in the wrong direction. Third down and 21. They lead the game 7-6. A crucial district matchup here to open things up for both these teams. Play action, now option right. Henry kept it himself, and down he goes quickly. Osiris Unruh, the homecoming king, tripped him up by the shoelaces. A short gain of 3. Fourth and long, Redhawks will punt it.
Yeah, that makes the decision pretty easy there for the coach. You know, if he picked up another 7-8 yards, maybe you think about it here, but at this distance here, fourth down and long to go, you're going to try to pin back the Tigers and make them earn it.
But the Redhawks, again, shooting themselves in the toenail here with 3 consecutive penalties. It started with a hold and then back-to-back false starts. That's really the drive killer, and the Redhawks will punt it away for the first time tonight.
I mean, more negative plays in that drive than positive plays.
And Leighton Moore back, standing at his own 29. It's a good snap, has time, and he boots it from left to right. Distance decent, and that should take a very good Hiawatha bounce, and it does. Jeff West and Thielen, picks it up at the 20. He'll get 3 out of that to the 23. And Jeff West, they did what they had to do. They got a stop here, down 1, and they get their first crack here on offense in the third quarter.
Yeah, we talked about it. What were the keys to the game? And, you know, the biggest thing was obviously clean up the mistakes. Hiawatha clearly did not there on their opening possession. So now it's Jeff West's turn. They got the stop they needed. What can they do on offense?
And Jeff West, their first drive took less than 3 minutes, covered 72 yards. And Brixton Schwinn on a 3rd and 13 play at midfield found Creighton Holman down the seams for a 50-yard bomb to start this game off with some fireworks. Redhawks quickly responded. Since then, both teams struggling to find the points.
Makes you wonder, does Jeff West take a big shot right here out of the gate?
7:40 to go, third quarter. First offensive possession for Jeff West. They operate right to left at their own 23. Hesitating on a run is Thielen. He is bottled up, dropped quickly. Gus Smith in there to bring him down. No gain on the play. Good pursuit up front for that Redhawks defense.
The answer to that question was a no. Going conservative there on that opening play, and it's going to bring up a second down and 10 for Jeff West. And again, that defensive line for Hiawatha has played super well here tonight.
7th carry here tonight for Brody Thielen. Tremendous baseball player, good athlete. He's been bottled up tonight, just 19 yards on those 7 carries. Second down, 10 yards to go. Redhawks with the 1-point lead, and now a quick screen out of the backfield to Thielen. Boy, that was a tough catch he made.
Oh, ball came out.
The ball might have came out late, but I think the official is calling Thielen down by contact.
Yeah, definitely squirted out late, but, you know, players playing through the whistle trying to make something happen. And that, you know, that play has burned Hiawatha a couple times to end the half last half, but that time they were ready for it.
Thielen for 2 yards on the quick hitter screen to the near side. Now third down and 8 yards to go here for Jeff West. 6:35 clock moving third quarter. Redhawks 7, Tigers 6. Schwinn spins it in his hands, has time. Long darting pass to Holman across the middle. It is caught. First down to the 35. Good pitch and catch. They needed 8. They got 11.
I mean, the defense is set up, you know, past the first down marker. I mean, that's just such an easy play. that all they got to do is pitch and catch, and it's right there. Five catches for 106 yards for Creighton Holman here tonight.
That's a good stat, considering you're down by one.
First and 10, Jeff West. Schwinn back to pass, right side, looking for the tight end, and Foster can't gather that one in. Throw was a little high, through the hands and out of bounds, incomplete, second and 10.
Yeah, tried to lead him there again a little bit, but that time just out of his reach, and Hiawatha going to be holding him to a second down and 10. But again, Jeff West has gotten out of that a couple of times now. See if they can do it again.
Just the second incompletion tonight for Schwinn, now 9 of 11 passing.
Man, that's a good step for Iowa.
Not too bad, including a freshman. Second down, 10 yards to go at the 35 of Jeff West. Schwinn back to pass, wants a little out route here. Nowhere to be found is Holman. That's who he was looking for. Good coverage as well for Hiawatha and Sean Gentry. He was there, but now third down and 10, and a big chance for the Red Hawk defense to get a stop.
We've been here before, and it's going to require that. You know, where they've had success is when that defensive line is they've been able to move him out of the pocket. When he's had a chance to sit there and scan the field, he's deadly. I mean, he's going to find somebody.
We have seen one sack tonight. It was for Jeff West and Brody Barr in the second quarter. Red Hawks would love to issue up a sack here on third and 10 at the 35. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. 7-6, Tigers trail. Across the middle of the field. Off one hand, appealing and incomplete. Boy, great throw again. Good coverage. Ethan Morton was kind of riding that right hip of Brody Thielen, and now fourth down and 10 after the incompletion.
He about made a whale of a catch, too, on
that.
He had his full mitt on that, about pulled it in, but just a little too much mustard. Couldn't hang on to it. And Hiawatha, again, holds Jeff West there. And really, a clean drive just came up short. Couldn't complete that third down conversion.
So both teams starting out strong on defense. We are halfway into this third quarter. Both teams punting on their first drives of the second half. And here is a high short kick on the punt by Corbin Mayer. But it does take a Jeff West bounce and settles near the Hiawatha 30, maybe the 31-yard line. So both teams quickly off the field. Now the Red Hawks again, 7-6, their second drive of the third period.
You're Jeff West. You're going to take that all day. And Ethan Morton, you're going to see it on film. He gets his hands on the ball. He's just shifty. And especially on a punt or a kickoff, if he's got any kind of space and gets some room, he could make something happen. So if you're Jeff West, that's a perfect result on that punt right there.
5:49 to go, third quarter. Red Hawks 7, Tigers 6. It's been a good one here tonight. Jeff West on homecoming night with Osiris Unruh, the homecoming king. Here's Carson Henry back to work here for the Red Hawks, up one. Nice ball fake up the middle, keeps it right on a run. Option up the middle, down the seams. He gets finally pulled behind him, or pulled down from behind near the midfield stripe to the 49 of Jeff West. That is a 20-yard scamper from Carson Henry out of the backfield.
Is that the biggest run, biggest gain of the night for Hiawatha? It's one of them.
It absolutely is. You had Gentry with the 14-yard scamper in the first half. They also had Henry for a 16-yard run that got called back. On paper, officially, the longest run on the ground for Hiawatha tonight, and a big one for 20 to the Jeff West 49.
Yeah, Carson's very mobile. If he can get some space, yeah, he can make some people miss. Good run there by the QB1.
Ball between the midfield stripe and the Jeff West 49. Approaching 5 minutes to go, clock moving third quarter, 7-6 Hiawatha. Both teams scoring on their first drives of the game. Man in motion is Morton. Now they flip it here to Jensen. Far side left. Gets a couple of blocks, and then he's hit strongly at the knees and dropped on the play by Corbin Mayer. But kind of a trickery kind of play there. Shifting right. Comes back left into the hands of Jensen for a gain of three.
Paige can speak to this. That's a new wrinkle. Haven't seen that one yet. But honestly, Jensen is another one of those playmaker type. And if you can't get it to him in the air, you want to try to get it in his hands at least once or twice here in this game.
Second down, 7 yards to go. Red Hawks moving left to right. Quarter number three. They have it at the Jeff West 46-yard line, leading this game 7-6. Right at 4:30 to go. Clock moving south. They go up the middle. Ethan Grant behind his left guard and Sheets. And in momentum, pushing him forward. Minimal gain, two, maybe three. Another third and short scenario coming up here for the Red Hawks.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking about this. We've seen so much of Grant here in this game, and you know, we're used to seeing Ethan Morton with carry after carry and then maybe a break or two. You know, that's the same thing with Kessler, maybe not playing on defense very much. I think they're probably saving Morton as much as they can for defense.
4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Third down and three, right side run, getting a push, and a first down for Gutsmith, and he kept the legs churning for a few more yards, just shy of the 35 to the 36. Needed Just a short gain, and he got enough. 6 yards and a first down, Gus Smith. Fifth carry tonight, kept the legs churning there.
I don't think there's many in the Big East League. I mean, I know there's some out there, but there's not a lot of them who are going to bring down Gus Smith by themselves.
6'2", 195 senior, was averaging 10 yards a carry coming into tonight. Certainly been bottled up a little bit, but a 6-yard run right there and a first down.
Same thing, too, though. Again, he's also a defensive specialist. That's his bread and butter. They're probably saving him as much as they can here in this game.
Just outside the Jeff West 35. Dive up the middle once again here. And finally we get Ethan Morton. Just his third carry tonight. That one for 3 yards inside the Jeff West 35 to the 33. Again, Ethan Morton, you talk about him just not being utilized as much. Led the team in carries and yards by a mile coming into tonight. But could be strategy, some coaching there. I mean,
yeah.
3 games in, 354 yards. He went for 171 in the Marysville game.
Yeah, he balled out in that.
But just 3 carries for 8 yards in this one tonight. Second down, 7 yards to go outside the Jeff West 30. Under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Redhawks trying to extend on a 7-6 lead. Oh, this play is busted. Henry got away from one, but he won't get away from Brody Thielen and company as he is brought down. A loss on the play, back to the 39-yard line. That's a loss of 6.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, for Hiawatha, they were doing so good again, and now they're finding themselves in a third down and 13. So
Dalton Foster along with Thielen in on the stop. And now behind the chains here, third down and 13. The Jeff West 39-yard line. We have moved at a good pace here in this third quarter, approaching the final 2 minutes. Crazy to think, the way both these teams scored on their opening drive, and yet we have seen nothing but struggles on both sides since. 7-6 Redhawks, but 3rd and 13 at the Jeff West 39, as we're now officially under 2 bills to go in the third. They go quick hitter, Jensen left side, breaks away from one, gets the lost yardage back, and now that ball's on the turf. And I think Hiawatha jumped on it. We'll see. Jeff West saying they have the football.
Nope. We'll see the officials there.
It is Jeff West ball. A turnover by Hiawatha, their second lost fumble tonight. And on 3rd and 13, they were not going to get that first down. It was going to maybe be 4th and 7-ish, but a huge turnover for the Redhawks.
Man, I don't even know what to say. This game has just been, credit the defense. I mean, they surrounded him. They kept hitting him. They didn't stop until the whistle blew, and that forced the fumble, and they've got a decent field position here to start off. And now Hiawatha, again, going to have to, you know, get that defense back out there and try to get a stop of their own.
So both teams have lost 2 fumbles. The penalties, of course, have been an issue. But Jeff West, another opportunity. 1st and 10 at their own 35. The Redhawks took roughly 4 minutes off the clock before turning it over on the turf. Jeff West, first play of this drive, Thielen the run, and he is bottled up in the backfield and swamped for a loss.
For a second there, I thought maybe the ball had come back out again, but there was like 4 or 5 Redhawks there almost immediately, and yeah, he had nowhere to go right as soon as he got the ball.
Well, the first two I saw close by, Tegan Diller, Sean Gentry, well, there was about 2 or 3 more white jerseys corralling Thielen in the backfield. 2nd and 12 after the loss at 2. Approaching the final minute of quarter number 3. Schwinn back to pass. He's getting rushed out of the pocket, running to his right, throws it on the run.
Ooh.
And Morton nearly got his hands on it. It was a high throw looking for his brother Brody. What would have been a big gain. And again, Ethan Morton was close to maybe having a chance at an interception.
Yeah.
Clock stopped at 1:13, 3rd down and 12.
Here we go again. 3rd down and long for Jeff West. And you know, they're going to have to hit probably another pass play. What does Hiawatha's secondary do? Because they played almost a little bit soft, I feel like. They're going to have to get up there and get to the receiver right away to keep them from getting that first down.
3rd down, 12 yards to go for Jeff West. Approaching the final minute of quarter number 3. It's been 7-6 since the early portions of this game. Schwinn has time. He wants a deep shot near sideline. That ball hanging in the air. It's a jump ball, and that thing is caught by Holman. An incredible catch at the 26-yard line. A 42-yard pitch and catch and a straight moss as he jumps over 2 defenders. Holman listed at 6'2". His monster night continues.
And that was just a jump ball where both the defender and the receiver had a shot at it. And like you said, I mean, he just went up and was able to come down with it. And yeah, great offensive play there. And we said, Jeff West has the ability to strike quick.
Inside. inside the 30 of Hiawatha. Final 50 seconds here, quarter number three. Biggest play we have seen from either offense since the early portions of the game. Schwinn takes the snap, a right side run for Corbin Mayer, breaking some tackles, left side hash, inside the 20, he is spun down near the first down stick, it's a gain of about 9 for Corbin Mayer.
This Jeff West crowd now getting back into it here.
Well, the first touch on offense for Corbin Mayer, and that one again good for 9 yards. 22 seconds and counting third quarter, 7-6 our score, but the Tigers threatening down one. They fake it to Mayer. They throw it to Thielen out of the backfield. Gets outside the numbers right. Good
nice
open
tackle.
Field tackle on the far side. I think that was Ethan Morton.
That
great
was.
Individual effort. And not sure, depending on the spot, look like he might still be short.
Yeah.
Really no gain. Boy, heck of a play by Morton there to chase that down. And that should leave the clock is stopped currently.
I must say he got out of bounds.
You know, it's hard to tell. Far side of the field, but just a couple ticks left.
I got to measure this? Is that what they're doing here? There. Well, it's right there, so why not measure?
So they will measure this.
It looks like he might have the first down.
Well, he needed a yard. They faked it to Mayer and then hit Thielen out of the backfield in the flat right. And on a play that was second and one, and they will measure this.
Well, they're going to bring it out.
If only we had a sponsor for the measurement.
Yeah, you know what? That's an option, folks. We can make that happen if you're up for it, if you're interested.
I think we're lucky to see one measurement per game.
I think that's about it.
That doesn't quite pop out too often. And he's going to be short. I think that speaks volumes to that play by Morton. So about an inch shy, according to the White Caps. So third down and less than a yard to go. As, again, Jeff West in the red zone. It's brought to you by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home. Tigers trailing 7-6 against Hiawatha, but third down and less than a yard to go inside the Hiawatha 20.
They're saying he got out of bounds, so the clock has stopped. Yeah, so it's third down.
I can't tell if the clock reads 10 or 11, the upright
11.
Of the field goal. So, okay, 11 seconds to go here, third quarter. Knee-high snap, run to Thielen.
Oh, I don't think he got it.
Down in the backfield.
Yeah, he lost yardage.
Brenner low. How about that play from the linebacker? 6 foot sophomore, it's a loss of 2.
That's another wrestler that's had some postseason wrestling action. And that big play there by the sophomore.
That'll take us to the end of the third quarter. Tigers facing 4th and 3 at the Hiawatha 20. Trailing by 1 when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's high school football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time for the style you want. If you're running out of room in your home, it's time to talk to Morton about a new building. From basic storage buildings to garages that complement your home, Morton will work with you from concept through completion to ensure your project runs smoothly and results in a quality building. Call 785-364-4177 to speak with your local sales consultant or check out their website at mortonbuildings.com. It's time for the style that you want at Morton Buildings, 1 mile north of Holton on Highway 70.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the 2025 meeting between Hiawatha and Jeff West. No surprise, a barn burner, a grinder. And Seth, as we start the fourth quarter, Tigers down 1, 7-6, facing 4th and 3 at the Red Hawks 20.
How many big plays have we already had in this game? A lot.
Good and bad.
Yeah, well, very true, but well, it seems like there's just been a lot of fourth downs and big plays coming.
4th and 3. Here we go. Start of the fourth quarter. Brody Schwinn, the catch, and ripped down at the 10-yard line. A gain of 10 on 4th and 3, brother to brother.
It's just a good read. The defense kind of got out of sorts. They kind of had two guys in one spot, and, he was able just to find the hole and first down.
Third catch for Brody Schwinn tonight, the 6'5 junior from his younger brother in Brixton Schwinn. 10 yards and now first and goal at the 10 for Jeff West, threatening to take the lead. A little fade at the end zone and it's caught, but it should be out of bounds. It is.
Out of bounds.
Just looking into the back of the end zone again. Brixton looking for brother Brody. had a little bit of a step, but again, that throw just hung up enough, took him out of the back of the end zone, second down and 10.
Yeah, they definitely were looking for that corner and floated maybe just a touch on him and took him out of bounds, and it'll bring up a second down goal.
Second and goal at the 10, 11:37 to go in the game. Tigers with the ball, trailing Hiawatha 7-6. They fake it to Thielen, now rolling to his right. It's going to be caught by Mayer at the 5, and then Ethan Morton's going to tackle him just shy of the end zone. A touchdown-saving tackle, but about 8 yards there to make it a much more manageable third and goal.
That is a huge tackle again here by Ethan Morton on this drive. Oh, they gave that to Yang.
Third down and goal at the 2 as Corbin Mayer being utilized a little bit more in this second half offensively for the Tigers. Third and goal at the 2. 11 minutes and counting in the fourth quarter. 7-6, Jeff West trailing, but a chance to take the lead. They throw it to Holman, right side, a little screen. He stuck it on the pylon, and the official is saying that he is short.
Wow.
Well, the fans do not agree, and fourth and goal at the 1 coming up.
Yeah, so that's another big fourth down. They're going to go hurry up, Brandon. They're going to get on the line. I bet they just try to push this in.
That was the 7th catch for Holman. It went for 1 yard. Fourth and goal at the 1.
Tigers, oh, he fumbled the ball.
Sneak, and it's
The
ball is on the turf, picked up by Holman. He runs it in.
Oh, my gosh. What a break.
From disaster to elation. Touchdown, Tigers. They take the lead early in the 4th. That was all sorts of screwed up. The snap was lost. It was picked up, dropped again, somehow bounced into the hands of Creighton Holman, who was able to take it in stride the final 3 yards. And now Jeff West running to the near sideline. The score hasn't been put up on the board. On a huge fourth down play. I'm guessing we're going to wait, because the score has not been put up. Not sure what the discussion is here.
Injured player, Carson Henry, starting quarterback for Hiawatha, comes up gingerly. Thankfully, walking it off. Hopefully, just a little tweak here, but yeah. So Hiawatha's got some bad history here at Meriden. They haven't put the score up, but should be 12. There it is.
12-7, Jeff West on just a bizarre fourth and goal play at the 1. Hiawatha looked like they had an incredible stop. Sometimes the ball will bounce your way, and that time it bounced in the favor of Jeff West. They'll go for 2. Try to make this a 7-point game. Schwinn in the pocket across the middle, tipped in the air.
Oh, about got lucky again.
And Brody Schwinn nearly caught it off the deflection, but it drops on the turf incomplete. And at 10:45 to go in the game, the Tigers have their first lead since the first few minutes of the game. It's Jeff West 12 and Hiawatha 7. Don't go anywhere. And buckle your chin straps. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jeff West, their first lead against Hiawatha here tonight since the first quarter. A 2-yard run by Creighton Holman after picking up a botched snap on fourth and goal at the 1. Again, sometimes the ball just bounces your way, and that was the case for Jeff West. Hiawatha nearly had an incredible stop. Holman, his second touchdown tonight, this one in a much different variety. 2-point conversion, no good. Jeff West 12, Hiawatha 7.
Yeah, you talk about the ball bouncing your way at football. I mean, that's the story of the game sometimes. And that play right there, exactly what you're talking about.
We'll get you the drive summary here, but now we got a flag on the kickoff. Probably offsides. And Jeff West will have to re-kick. Another penalty for them. Penalties. Jeff West has been better in that category here in the second half. Hiawatha had some issues with that on their first drive of the third quarter, but now you're going to back it up to the 35, and Corbin Mayer is going to have to re-kick this thing. a 12-7 Jeff West lead. Our first points since the first quarter. By the way, that drive covered 3 minutes, 5 seconds, 65 yards. And again, Creighton Holman picking up that fumble on 4th and goal and scampering in. The 2-point try no good. In that drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online, WilsonTireKS.com. So after the offsides, I can honestly say the first time I have seen that specific penalty this season. Here is a pretty good kick by Mayer, but a good run up here by Jensen. Right sideline, he gets spun out around the 30, and then an extra spin out there along the sideline. He'll be marked down at about the 29, and that is where Hiawatha takes over, trailing for the first time since the opening quarter.
There's just nobody really over there to block for Jensen, and he had two gunners coming right at him, and really just getting to the edge and trying to get as much as he could was about the best he could do there. And Hiawatha's going to have to go basically, you know, what do we got here? 71 yards.
Ball at the 29, 71 yards. A lot of time still left in this game. 10:40 to go. Both teams with all 3 timeouts.
Yeah, to get a 5-point lead for Jeff West here.
So here we go. Big drive for the Redhawks. Down 12-7 here at Jeff West. Homecoming night. Big crowd. Good atmosphere. Big time Big East League showdown here in district play. Henry, play action on first down. Dumps it across. Ethan Morton has it far side of the field. He's bumped out of bounds at the 35. Good pitch and catch here on first down.
Yeah, they kind of caught him off guard there a little bit. Different wrinkle there that Hiawatha hasn't shown yet.
No, it's just good to see Ethan Morton being utilized. He was banged up a little bit. I think cramps in the first half. Ethan Grant was getting all the carries. But, again, Ethan Morton, by far and away the statistically best offensive player coming into tonight for the Redhawks. He gained 6 there. 2nd and 4 at the 35. Oh. And now a botched snap, and all Henry can do is fall on it. He's going to lose 2. Now 3rd down and a long 6 to go.
Yeah, you have such a good positive play to start, and then you find yourself now in 3rd down and 6. And that's just not the type of play that Hiawatha can find themselves in. They're a team that has to get positive yards each play.
Clock coming up on 10 minutes to go in the 4th quarter. 3rd down and 5 here for Hiawatha, trailing at Jeff West 12-7. District opener for both teams. Inside give on the run a few yards. The helmet comes flying off. Short of the first down by about a yard. Ethan Grant on the carry there. He needed almost 6 yards. He got about 4 and change. 4th down and a short 2 to go.
Yeah, he lost the helmet there too, so he's got to come out. And Ethan Morton comes in. You got to think that Jeff West going to pin their ears back here and try to get a stop. Hiawatha's going to go for it, looks like.
4th down and 1 at the 38 of Hiawatha. They trail here at Jeff West 12-7. They go stack up and a flag and a false start. From 4th and 1 to 4th and 6. The 4th penalty here in the 2nd half and the 10th of the night for the Redhawks, and that is very costly.
I tell you what, there's going to be a very long film session, I think, in Hiawatha coming up. If this score holds out and Hiawatha is unable to come back in this one.
Well, there's still plenty of time, north of 9 minutes to go in the game. You got all 3 timeouts. It's only a 5-point deficit. I can't imagine they go for it now. And Leighton Moore will line up to punt this one away. So a huge penalty is going to stall out this drive. As Creighton Holman back to receive this punt. Good snap, decent line drive, wobbly knuckleball-style kick. It takes a good Hiawatha bounce, and Holman picks it up on a late charge. And a big block there. He's going to kind of shimmy his way around between the hash marks. He'll gain a couple of yards on that return. But Jeff West, a 5-point lead. They get the ball back at their own 25-yard line after the Redhawk punt.
Now if you're Jeff West, are you looking to try to burn some clock here? Because Hiawatha's not a quick scoring team. So, you know, you don't want to, you know, give the ball up with 3 straight incompletions. Or, you know, you want to try to kill a little bit of this clock, I would think.
So Hiawatha here in the second half, a punt, a turnover, and a punt. And now Jeff West takes over their 3rd drive here in the second half, coming off that touchdown. Just a very bizarre touchdown on 4th and goal at the 1. Ball was on the turf after a botched snap, bounced into the hands of Creighton Holman, who was able to cross the goal line, and his second touchdown tonight, much different fashion compared to the 50-yard bomb that he caught on the first drive of the game. But Jeff West leading by 5, under 9 minutes to go in the game. First and 10, they have it at the 25. Brody Thielen on the carry, left side run. He'll get positive yards, not much, maybe one or two, and that is it.
Yeah, I said they're just going to take that first play and get a couple of yards and burn 30, 40 seconds off the clock.
Well, the Tigers have an enormous opportunity here.
Yeah.
If they can churn out some plays, get some first downs. Still a lot of time, but right now Jeff West has the advantage and the momentum on their side. 8:20, clock moving fourth quarter. Jeff West 12, Hiawatha 7. Tigers facing second down, 8 yards to go at their own 26.
Oh.
And wrapped up and brought down quickly in the backfield for a loss. Schwinn taken down.
Did that exact same thing on that touchdown play, basically. Got the quarterback in the backfield, and that time able to bring him down, and that's going to bring up a third down long. This is exactly what Hiawatha needs right here. But the clock does run.
That is a loss of 5. Third down and 13. Maybe third and 12, under 8 minutes to go in the game. Tigers facing a third and long at their own 23. They'll lead the Redhawks here 12-7. Empty backfield here for Brixton Schwinn. A low right snap. Picked it up off his knees. Here comes the heat, and down he goes. A quarterback sack. Brenner Lowe with the QB sack. He had a half sack earlier in the season. His first full sack of the year gives him 1.5 in that category. And that's going to get Jeff West off the field quickly.
And that's not just like a, you know, they have the punt. That's pinning them back even further. Hiawatha could have great field position depending on how this goes.
Well, the clock is approaching 7 minutes. It's on the move south. But Hiawatha did exactly what they needed to do there and get that defense off the field quickly. They'll get the ball back with still 3 timeouts and plenty of time. The question is, can Jeff West get a good punt away? And they do, from left to right. Morton's going to take it at the 49. Angles left, outside the numbers, and pushed out at the 40, and that's a late hit. And a late hit, Morton out of bounds. Good sportsmanship there, at least from a Jeff West Tiger on the sideline. Morton limping just a touch. He got to the 40 set, but this could be 15 more.
Yeah, well, see, they're talking about it, though. I don't know. It was close. I will say it was kind of close.
It was bang-bang on the sideline. The official ran up on it after he was pushed out at the 40. It's either going to be a 15-yard penalty or nothing at all. Either way,
yeah,
Redhawks are going to be in prime position here.
Now they're pointing at Hiawatha's direction. I don't know what they're talking about, but the head coach for Jeff West, definitely interested in what this conversation is. They may throw this out because I think he may have just been tripped up, too, by the players on the sideline. But we'll see what the call is. They may pick this up.
Well, let's wait for the body language from Jeff Schwinn.
Oh.
Personal foul.
Tripping
against Hiawatha. And then a legal block in the back as well. 2 penalties against the Redhawks.
Another personal foul.
And then a personal foul against Hiawatha.
And then,
now
we got another one?
What is happening here, folks?
That's 4?
Is Jeff West getting the ball?
What?
Well, Ethan Morton's running to the red cap thinking, what is happening? Folks, I wish we could give you a quality explanation about what we are seeing right now, but
they
flagged Hiawatha for 3 penalties there?
So then they get the first down because of yardage.
Roughing the kicker, as they call it again.
Oh, now they have... This is very
confusing. Did Jeff West get a penalty here? Jeff West, I think, is getting the ball back.
Man, what looked like, you know, was going to be maybe a late hit.
They were called for holding. They were called for blocking the back. They were called for roughing.
I can't imagine what's going through Coach Giroux's
mind
right now.
Well, bear with us. I think the officials are going to have to explain a lot to a lot of people here.
Yeah. They may
but
have
I think
to,
Jeff West might have just got the ball back.
They may have to get out like a board table and like sit down with chairs and like, you know, bring in a mediator. Like this could be quite the deal here.
Oh, the Hiawatha. Do we just rock, paper, scissors between the two head coaches? I don't know. It's a pretty crucial point in the game. 6:47. is all that is left on the clock. The Redhawks defense just got a stop. They were about to get it back. They had great field position. We thought they were going to get 15 more for maybe a late hit.
It's Jeff West ball.
And Jeff West, by some sheer craziness.
I don't even know what to say there. I mean, this is going down as a, have you seen this kind of thing before?
Not
I mean, have
sure
you ever
how,
seen that before?
Not even sure how we're going to explain this on the scoreboard show.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Jeff West will get the ball back at first and 10 at their own 15-yard line.
You ever feel like you watch something and they talk about something becoming a training video for something? I feel like this is what this game has become.
So finally, after all that, first and 10 Tigers with under 7 minutes to go in the game. They lead it 12-7. That is a huge break for the home team Tigers.
Luck.
Left side run for Thielen on the first play after that brief break. 2 yards at best, second down. We'll call it 1, 2nd and 9 after the carry by Thielen.
Worst part for Hiawatha is not only that, but it's gonna chew up at least another minute and a half or more.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Absolute minimum. So then you start asking yourself, if Jeff West can land a first down or two, when do you start utilizing timeouts? But that is as tough of a break going against Hiawatha there. Still, let's see. Second down and 9 at the 16 of Jeff West. They lead 12-7 as we're approaching 6 minutes to go. Holman on a screen right. Gets away from a tackler. 20 outside the numbers. 30. And then finally forced out near the 35. He'll get to the 36. A screen pass to the near side goes for 20.
Yeah, and again, that was just a well-set-up play. Good blocking there on the edge. And making a man miss. Getting the extra yardage. And Jeff West is, again, looking good here, getting late into the fourth quarter.
That is the 8th catch tonight for Creighton Holman as he is approaching 150 yards receiving. And he's got both touchdowns for the Tigers. Exactly 6 minutes to go in the game. First and 10, shy of the 40. They want the same play. Near side screen works between a blocker and stumbles forward across the 45. He'll get to the 47. Another good gain. See if he is out on the first down stick. Looks like it's going to be a gain of 9. He'll be a yard shy. But a 9-yard screen pass to Holman, his 9th catch of the game. And are they going to say first down? Yes. Take that back. At minimum, he got 10.
See a little change in what Jeff West is doing here. They're getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands very, very quickly after that, I guess they last drive, but technically still this drive. He got hit so quickly.
5.5 minutes to go. The clock is moving. Both teams, all 3 timeouts. Jeff West not really worried about their timeouts at this point, but the Redhawks going to have to start figuring out, if Jeff West continues to move it, when to start burning. Tigers leading 12-7. They got the lone touchdown here in the second half. They had trailed 7-6, basically from late first quarter on until then. Here's a right side run for Corbin Mayer, and he cuts it back up the middle, and a big run to boot. He gets spun down inside the 40 to the 38-yard line for Corbin Mayer, set the gain of 15.
Yeah, they've kind of found their groove right now, and I would say probably a lot of this, a little bit of confidence too, right? This homecoming, the crowd's fueling them. Hiawatha, I mean, gut punch after gut punch. I mean, the tide has turned for Jeff West, it seems like.
Well, the clock continues to move. It is at 4:45. 12-7 Jeff West. They have burned some sticks and have moved it here on this drive after catching a break for sure and appeared to be on the verge of punting it back to the Red Hawks, but not even sure if we can confirm the actual penalty that was called, but there were a few of them that ultimately gave the ball back to the Tigers. They're taking advantage. Inside the Hiawatha 40 at 4:20 to go. Holman in motion from right to left. Brixton Schwinn, a designed run, and he's hit by Gabe Johnson and brought down at the 30 for a gain of 7, maybe 8 yards.
Yeah, they're just chewing up yardage here every play, and Hiawatha's going to have to find a way to get a stop here or get a negative play.
Schwinn, he came into tonight's game, 143 rushing yards. He hasn't been utilized as much in the run game, but they're a designed run for him. And again, good for about 8 yards. Second down, a long 2 to go. We're under 4 minutes, clock moving. And the Redhawks down 5 at 12-7. How much longer do they go before burning a timeout?
You got to think, another first down here. You probably start thinking about it.
Fake to Thielen. Another screen near side to Holman. Cuts it up. Boy, he lays a stick on that defender. Wow. the most hard fought few yards on a screenplay I have ever seen. Aaron Yang, my goodness. He took the brunt of that heat.
Yeah, it's, I mean, good job getting in the way, but man, that's just physics right there.
My goodness, the 10th catch for Creighton Holman. Minimal yardage there, but they didn't need much. They got the first down, under 3.5 to go. Clock is stopped. He did go out of bounds, but 1st and 10. Holman back in motion, near side to far side. Runs it up. They give it to Mayer here up the middle. Could be coming back. Mayer's going to fight inside the 20 near the 15, but again, flag thrown pretty quickly. That'll stop the clock at 3:21. 12-7, Jeff West. They got the ball on the move, but they might be moving back here with a penalty.
Yeah, it's could be the first one in a while for Jeff West.
Just their second of the second half after 6 first-half penalties.
Hiawatha doing everything they can there on that play, trying to rip the ball away, but...
Well, I'm sure the coaches are heavy in the ears of the Redhawks D, saying, you got to get a hand on that rock.
Yeah. Well, and again, you know, at this point, if you're Jeff West, I mean, you're not taking any shots unless, well, I guess at this point with third down and super long, if they get to that point, if it gets to, you know, long yardage needing to convert, maybe, but at this point, content to let that clock roll.
Well, the whistle blows, so the clock starts moving again. It's going to get right to about 3 minutes or maybe even less before the ball is snapped. 1st and 20, back at the 37 of the Redhawks. Schwinn going to keep it himself. Design quarterback run, just kind of slowly following his blockers over Brody Barr, the left guard, and a timeout for Hiawatha at 2:55 to go. 2nd down and long. Looks like they give him about 3 or so on that play. So first timeout utilized by the Redhawks. You got to get the stop now.
Yeah, got to get the stop now. Coach is going to talk to the kids about, hey, we've got to pin our ears back. We've got to really, we got to get after it. We've got to find a way to make a negative play happen again. Or even better yet, you know, get the clock to stop so we can maybe even conserve a timeout. Because, again, the way the Hiawatha runs offense, saving a timeout would be huge, too.
Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Brandon, Seth, Paige, Robin, Chance, we appreciate everyone hanging with us. It's been a great game. I mean, that's kind of what we expected. Physical, hard fought. That's what this series certainly brings.
We've had
bizarre plays. Yeah. We've had turnovers. Yeah. We've had big plays. Just a little bit of everything tonight.
I'm going to throw this out there. You know, I think chop up some of these flags and some of these mistakes to the fact that these two teams know how big this game is, right? Coaches have been preaching it to them all week that, hey, this is huge. This is district play. We know we got Hayden in our district. We got Holton in our district. Between Jeff West Curry and Hiawatha, we got to find wins against these three schools.
On paper. Not saying it's going to work out that
Absolutely.
Way, but you take away Holton and Hayden, who we both think are probably good enough to make the postseason. You essentially have these three teams maybe potentially fighting for the two spots.
Yeah, and again, potentially even that home game.
Right.
If somebody could knock off Holton even.
So out of the timeout, 2 remaining for the Redhawks. They're down 12-7, 2:55 to go. Jeff West 2nd and 16 from the Redhawk 33. They go option right and tripping up over his own shoelaces, Schwinn. And he's going to lose a couple back to the 35. So there's a big timeout. 3rd down and 18 coming up. Might have been a broken play there.
Yeah, it could have been. But he definitely, I don't think he caught the snap that smoothly either. What do you do here, Brandon? I mean, this is interesting because it is 4th down and 3rd down and long.
I just think you have to run a play that's going to keep the clock moving. You have to force the Redhawks to call their last timeout. I think Jeff West and their coaches probably feeling pretty good. If Hiawatha's going to have to go the full length of the field, potentially, we've talked about just how methodical they are. I mean, they would have to try to bust out a big play or two. But I don't think you can pass it here and give Hiawatha a chance with the ball with maybe a timeout.
I mean, looking a play or two ahead, too. I mean, obviously, you're going to grind it out, try to get positive yards here on a run or a screen pass like they've been running and keep it in bounds. What about that next play? If it's 4th down and long, I mean, I don't know if you're punting, but do you try to take a shot to get the first down because you could run the game out or even maybe score? Because really, a punt versus that is not going to be that big of a difference from here.
Well, let's set it up for you. 1 timeout left for the Redhawks, trailing Jeff West 12-7, 2:50 to go, 4th quarter. 3rd and 16, Tigers at the Redhawk 33. They go shotgun. Running back to each side of Brixton Schwinn in the gun. Holman from right to left goes in motion. He will drop back. He's hit as he throws. The ball's hanging in the air, and it drops incomplete.
Wow.
There's a flag. Do we see a flag in the vicinity of where Brixton Schwinn was hit? It's
right.
Going to be a hold. Okay.
Oh, wow. That was scary for Hiawatha. I mean, it was such a big hit. But, again, he hit him right as he was throwing it. It was a clean tackle. But, yeah, if you're Hiawatha's defense and the fans on that side, you're thinking, oh, no.
But it is a hold against Jeff West. Penalty is declined. The clock is stopped.
Huge.
We did exactly...
Huge.
Jeff West did exactly what we thought they shouldn't do.
Yes.
And have a chance. And that could have been even worse because that ball was floating in the air after Schwinn was hit.
He's lucky. There were several Redhawks around who didn't see it.
Right.
I mean,
that
they could
turned.
Have. It was basically a punt that was just sitting there waiting to be caught.
Well, they're set to run an offensive play here. Fourth and 16 at the Redhawk 33. 2:44 to go in the game.
They're trying to get an offside, maybe.
12-7 Tigers. Redhawks fortunate to still have a timeout left.
Pooch kick.
Could be potentially a pooch kick. Schwinn will kick it away. It was a low snap. Bounces at the 10, going near the goal line, and it lands in the end zone just barely.
That was a foot or two away from a huge
So the Redhawks, a touchback, and they got 2:36, one timeout left, down 5.
The fact that they saved that timeout is potentially huge. I mean, well, it is huge. But, again, it could be a game-changing timeout. But for Jeff West, I mean, yeah, I mean, you leave the door open there, right? I mean, that's the fact of the matter. But that being said, Hiawatha's got to go the distance. And outside of that first drive, they have not been able to do that.
Boy, the fact that they still have a timeout when Jeff West could have forced them to burn that last timeout. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. But here we go. Potentially the game on the line. 2:36 in the fourth quarter. 12-7, Jeff West. First and 10 Redhawks at their own 20. They go under center. And a simple run for a yard.
Hiawatha's got to move. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. They've
Ethan Grant, 1 yard on the play.
I think you're going to have to at some point probably even see a hurry up. And I don't know if Jeff West has seen that very much. That might be something they could go to.
They break the huddle. 2:19, clock moving south. 12-7, Jeff West. Second and 9 for the Redhawks at their own 21, operating right to left.
Yeah, it's false start.
They don't throw the flag. It looked like a little bit of movement, or did they?
The
okay,
white
they're
hat.
Blowing it dead.
Yeah, 2.
So they still ran the play, but another, they're going to call a legal shift here.
Yeah, 2. Yeah, your 2-edge rushers, your 2 wingbacks moved at the same time.
11th penalty tonight for the Redhawks.
Not good.
And right now the clock is stopped at 2:08. Tigers 12, Redhawks 7. But again, a legal shift on 2nd and 9 is going to bump it back, or they're actually going to decline the penalty, it appears.
Interesting. Does that keep the clock running? Is that the reasoning for that?
About to find out. So the penalty is declined. It's going to bring up 3rd and 9, so it could have been 2nd and 14.
Yep,
and the clock is moving. Redhawks got to get on their horse. 2:03. Now 2 minutes to go. 12-7 our score. Redhawks got to pull something magical out of the hat here as Henry is back to pass. Here's the shot. Near sideline. That ball's hanging in the air, and it's incomplete. A jump ball to Michael Jensen. It was defended well by Corbin Mayer.
If Carson can get a little more on that and hit him in stride, that probably could have been a completion. But good defense, like you said, though, too.
1:51 to go. Jeff West, a play and a stop away. It is 4th down and 9 for the Redhawks at their own 21-yard line. What a game we have seen here tonight. The Redhawks do have one timeout left, but they need a first down here. The game essentially on the line here. Tiger fans on their feet right below us. 1:50 to go in the game. Tigers 12, Redhawks 7, 4th and 9. And Coach Giroux does burn that final timeout.
Wow.
Must have not liked something on that setup.
It's either that or he just wanted to see what they were going to come out with and maybe try to reset something up. At this point, you got to have, honestly, more than 9.
Right.
I think, honestly, you're looking for 20, 30 yards here, potentially even. I mean, you've got to get down and get a big chunk play. And you got to get down. You got to run the next play. He's probably even letting them know, hey, here's our next 1 or 2, 2 or 3 plays that we're going to run if we get this first down.
Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Again, thanks to everyone hanging out with us, all the listeners, viewership on the channel, or KNZA. We appreciate it. Chance in studio, Robin up top, Seth, Paige, myself, Brandon. We expected a good game.
Yep.
We have gotten that.
It's just a lot to dissect. I'm still kind of curious, no matter what happens at the end of this game, how we're going to describe this to Jake and Boz once we get to the scoreboard show.
Yeah.
Because a lot kind of happened throughout.
I'm going to go out and just say missed opportunities.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Both teams, you know, it just there are so many things that happened in this game that were, you know, not football plays, you know. I mean, there's just so many different things that took place that, yeah, it just affected the game that weren't actually, you know, active plays in the game.
So here we go. Essentially the game on the line. A minute 51 to go. 12-7 Jeff West. 4th and 9. Red Hawks at the 21-yard line. Henry under center. Now rolling to his right. Being chased. It's thrown and it's incomplete.
Yeah, he was rushed. Good defense there as Jeff West was chasing him down. Good coverage too there by Jeff West, and he skipped it to him, and that's going to be it.
So just now no timeouts remaining for the Red Hawks. The Tigers can take a knee and run this thing out. So Jeff West getting their first win, barring anything too crazy. They can take the knee, wrap this thing up. Hiawatha won the matchup 21-0 last season, 23. It was a two-point Jeff West win, 16-14. Here in 2025, Buck 47 left, Tigers 12, Red Hawks 7, and the Red Hawks cannot stop the clock.
Yeah, and again, Hiawatha's gonna, obviously, they're gonna drive in there. They're gonna try maybe to make something crazy happen. Because again, with this game, you know, who knows? But yeah, good sportsmanship there by both teams.
I mean, letting it go
with how this game is played out.
They could rush the center and try to force something, maybe a couple late hankies.
Yeah, I honestly, the way this game has gone the last several years, and I'll say this too. It's not just the football field, the basketball court as well. These two teams have played some...
The cross-country field, a little bit of everything.
Well, I'm sure, but...
I'm sure.
From what we've covered on the Hiawatha channel, right. I mean, we have seen some back-and-forth, just wild finishes. Buzzer-beater games, I mean, it's been nuts for both of them. So, you want to shout-out to Jeff West. I mean, on homecoming, I mean, they fed off their crowd, especially here in the second half. And again, came down to... making the fewest mistakes, and if you have to really look at the outcome of the game, I'm going to say the second half goes to Jeff West with the fewest mistakes, and that's probably the difference, really.
Hiawatha had more penalties. They had more turnovers, missed opportunities. Probably one more knee here for Jeff West. It's going to be a 12-7 final here. Welcome in our listeners on KMZA 92.1 FM, finishing up the Frankfurt and Hanover matchup there. Well, you're just joining us on 92.1. The Jeff West Tigers pull out a thrilling victory. They take the final knee and survive the Red Hawks of Hiawatha on homecoming night. Tigers 12 and the Red Hawks 7. Our postgame show next brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Jeff West, your winner tonight. We'll talk about it after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 Big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sebetha, 284-2978.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Muse. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Life better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit cfbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sebetha.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Good hustle, good hustle.
Two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
That's the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
For a free insurance review, see Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sebetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
The
Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Mandy. If you are passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Hi, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, very few things give me more joy than seeing patients restoring their health. When patients are eating healthy, exercising regularly, sleeping restfully, losing weight responsibly, and thinking positively, it is extremely rewarding. These are all things we can control and are all things we emphasize with our patients. If you are willing to make some lifestyle changes, you can restore your health too. This is what we specialize in, so call 284-0088 to let us help you today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Close in here on Cantaland Radio. It is powered by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, thanks to Chance. We got Jake and Boz around the corner for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, getting you caught up with all the action tonight. Appreciate Rob and Chance, everybody involved, Seth, Paige, yeah. Myself, Brandon. Thanks again for everyone hanging with us. We saw a great game tonight. Both teams certainly opportunities in front of them. You know, for Jeff West, we were talking about it a little bit during the break there. Sometimes it's a game of inches. The ball bounces your way, and obviously the go-ahead touchdown for Jeff West, you know, in that third quarter on a fourth and goal play at the one, near side option run, ball hits the turf. It looks like the Red Hawks had gotten the stop, was still going to have the lead. Creighton Holman, who had just a big-time night, right place, right time, picks it up, dives into the end zone. Go-ahead touchdown. That was ultimately the final score of the game as the Red Hawks got it back with about 2 minutes left, but no timeouts, couldn't get much going.
Yeah, and if you're Hiawatha after that play, I mean, how do you even begin to come back? I mean, it just you've had the lead. It's been close. It's been tight. Your defense really has been playing lights out all night. They get close down and get near the end zone. You get a big fourth down stop. You've got their quarterback dead to rights. He fumbles the ball. You think, okay, here we go. And again, we couldn't even see it. I mean, we had a bad angle there in that corner of the end zone. And yeah, I mean, literally, I mean, if you're Jeff West, I mean, you look at two games now, you look at the Royal Valley finish and you look at this finish.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I wouldn't expect anything less from year two of the Big East. And this game just historically is always close, and you look at the last handful of games over the last few years, 21-0 last year, but that was a scoreless game at the half. Red Hawks forced three turnovers on defense, got a pick six as well. 2 years ago, it was the Tigers winning 16-14. Jeff West at home, homecoming night. Just want to give a shout-out to the fans. I mean, this place was packed, top to bottom. Same goes on the other side for the road team Red Hawk fans. Everybody's into this game.
Yeah.
We know this, and we talked about it throughout. The players certainly know the magnitude of this game because we just simply talked about how the district is shaped with teams that you still got to face moving forward and just how Jeff West just got a huge jump in that regard with still Hayden on the schedule. That's who Hiawatha has next week, one of the best teams in the state. Still got Holton on the schedule, Perry LeCompton. Perry LeCompton might not have a win, but they have played everybody tight, and they are always a tough out with head coach Mike Paramore. So, obviously, Jeff West the advantage with the win tonight, but Hiawatha, they are going to have to flush this one quickly and get into the film room with Hayden up next week.
I think Jeff West is going to have to say the same thing, though, too. They've got to look at this game as, glad you got out of here with a win, but there are a lot of things that they're going to have to look and try to correct because they made some mistakes as well in this game that easily could have cost them the win tonight. But again, hats off to, their players. Again, they made just enough plays. And we talked about it. It came down to, could Hiawatha stop the big play pass plays? We talked about that before this game even started. And it really was the difference of the game. Yeah, there was some luck at the end of the game that went Jeff West's way. I mean, really, it really came down to that. I mean, really, it was the outcome of the game was that play. Jeff West had to get there. I mean, they had to get down to the goal line. So I'm sure that's the message that the Hiawatha coach is telling his players. Listen, if you stop them before, you know, the 5-yard line, we're not worried about that. So,
got to correct myself. The touchdown, the go-ahead touchdown by Holman was not third quarter. It was right at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Fourth and goal at the three. Fumble. He scoops it. Dives into the end zone. But again, right out the gate, we thought this game could have been 48-38 with both teams driving right down the field. And who would have thought we would have just saw all the mistakes, all the penalties, and only one more score the remainder of the game after about the first 8 minutes.
I mean, what's crazy, too, I mean, outside of, okay, they got the ball back, they went down for a knee on that last technical drive.
Right.
First possession, last possession, Jeff West scores. Game. I mean, that's it. I mean, everything else in between was just a lot of football back and forth. Like I said, turnovers, penalties, a lot of discussion, a lot of confusion, and it's kind of a wild game.
Again, the first drive for Jeff West, it only took him 2 minutes 43 seconds to cover 72 yards. They got a 50-yard pass up the seams from Brixton Schwinn to Creighton Holman again on a 3rd and 13. Missed extra point, gave the Tigers a 6-0 lead, and then a little more methodical for the Redhawks opening possession. They go 14 plays, 73 yards, take nearly 7 minutes off the clock. Ethan Grant, 3-yard touchdown run. They made the extra point. Leighton Moore gave the Redhawks a 7-6 lead. That would hold into the early portions of the fourth quarter as, again, the busted play on fourth and goal bounced the way of Jeff West into the hands of Creighton Holman, who ended up with the touchdown on fourth and goal. They went for two. Didn't get it. 12-7 at that point. Punt, turnover on downs. The final three possessions to close it out between the two teams as Jeff West wins it tonight. Final score, 12-7. Get you a few stats, and then we'll get our player of the game and get you out of here. Get you set for the scoreboard show with Jake and Boz. Again, Jeff West tonight, their quarterback, Brixton Schwinn. They got a good one, man. He's only a freshman. 16 of 22 passing unofficially, 228 yards. He did lose a fumble, but did have the touchdown pass to Creighton Holman. I'm just going to go out and say it. He's going to be our player of the game tonight. I think that makes sense. 10 catches, 184 yards. He had both scores. Guess he'll get that one as a rushing, but then the 50-yard bomb in the first quarter. But then again, outside of those two touchdowns for Jeff West, much like Hiawatha, punt, turnover, turnover, punt, punt.
Yeah, and again, both defenses, again, if you're going to look at this game and take something away as positives for both teams, the defenses fought hard. Well, and again, I think it was such a close game. I think that's a huge part of it. It's a district game. You both know how tough of a district you have, you know, with Holton and Hayden. And on top of that, how tight Perry, Jeff West, Hiawatha, they're all right there. You know, I mean, Perry was giving Holton a game early on. I mean, it didn't turn out that way in the end. But you don't know. I mean, it's the Big East. Week in, week out, we talk to these coaches in our locker room chats each and every week. And every week the coach says, well, it's a Big East game. Here we go again.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the same thing week in, week out. And we knew going into this game that the winner of this game, huge, huge victory for whoever it was going to be. And Jeff West, came out on top. Big win for them.
Each team had a sack tonight. Brody Barr for Jeff West and then Brenner Lowe a sack for Hiawatha in the second half. In the offense for Hiawatha, we saw Ethan Grant a lot tonight. Hadn't been utilized much this year, but 20 carries, 69 yards, and the lone touchdown for the Redhawks, who dropped to 1-3 and now 0-3 in the league. District matchup at home against Topeka Hayden coming up next Friday for the Redhawks. Jeff West, they will be on the road at Holton. That turns into a pretty big game as well with Jeff West and Holton next week. We mentioned Creighton Holman, 10 catches, 184 through the air in terms of yardage, 2 total touchdowns. He was our player of the game tonight, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Final thought, Mr. Sethers, before we get on out of here. Don't look at me. Does anybody call you Sethers?
You.
Okay. We're bringing it back.
Yeah, do not.
Seth Tollefson, just kind of a final thought from what we saw again tonight. Great game from both sides. A lot of struggles, but an intense battle that turned out to be a Jeff West win.
I think intense is the best word. I mean, yeah, you can say, you know, it was a good game, but again, there's a lot of things to look at that at this point in the season, both coaches are going to wish were cleaned up. I mean, let's be real about it. So there's definitely things that have to be worked on before either team goes up against Holton or Hayden, and or another, again, battle in the Big East and in the district play. So I guess, again, shout out to Jeff West, got the job done, came away with a win, and again, you know, came back from behind and won a game. They did it to Royal Valley, and they did it here again tonight. And, you know, shout out to them for Hiawatha. You know, the biggest thing for them, I think, that going forward is you go into this weekend, you watch a lot of film on this game, and you work on getting better at the mistakes you made. You got Hayden. I mean, there's not a lot you can do about that. Just try to go into that game and play your best game as possible, knowing that it's going to be a whale of a test, and hope to get through that one and survive for the next week.
Both teams turned it over twice, 11 penalties for Hiawatha tonight. Certainly something they're going to have to clean up going into next week with Hayden on deck over in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for us tonight. Thanks again, everybody. Robin, we got Chance, Jake, Boz on the other side, Paige, Seth, Brandon. Thanks again, all the great sponsors for the channel, for KNCA. We watched a thriller tonight. Jake and Boz, I'm sure, will talk about it in bunches throughout the course of the Scoreboard Show. As, again, Jeff West moves to 3-1 on the season. They bounce back after the loss to St. Mary's, and they're